Hi, and welcome to The New Age, Part 1. My name is Graham Kinneber. You are listening to an audio recording of an actual play of a Delta Green scenario. The Delta Green scenario is called The New Age, and we have played through Part 1 of it, which is what you're listening to, and you can find that scenario in the main Delta Green source book. You will hear me refer to some handouts as well for the scenario. I created those and I've uploaded those to the scenario props file in the Delta Green mailing list. And I hope you enjoy the recording. I suppose if we're recording, I should say some introductory remarks. Okay, we're here to play some Delta Green. My name's Graham, I'll be running the game, and we have two virgin role players with us this evening. Never game before, never mind game Delta Green. We've got Ron, say hello Ron.
Hello, I am a virgin.
And we've got Scott,
say hello.
Hello Scott. And we're joined by a veteran role player, Matt, say hello Matt.
Hello Matt.
Role playing slut.
Role playing slut indeed.
And we're going to be disturbed by somebody else.
Yes. Hopefully somebody will be joining us. We thought we'd get started.
You'll know him when he comes.
Yeah. So we'll sort of introduce the characters you're playing sort of in-game, hopefully, just to set the scene. It is the year 2001, February 2001. I've already sent out some background to Scott and Ron's characters, which kind of sets out the basis on why they might be getting involved in this forthcoming little operation, which we're going to play through. And I've explained they've both had mysterious phone calls in the middle of the night telling them to be at a certain place at a certain time. From there, they were taken in a car and taken to a private airfield close to where they actually live and work, and there those two characters sort of rendezvoused on the same plane with a pilot who would say little or no information about where they were going, other than the fact it was going to be a relatively short flight and to just hop on and enjoy it. So flight duration, as I say, wasn't too long, probably about an hour or so. And you land at an airfield, looks close to a commercial airfield, but you're on another strip. And you disembark from that into another car. And you're taken on a short drive to a nearby hangar, where you see there's a few more cars and a couple of gentlemen who greet you when you get out of the car. First gentleman is probably in his late 50s, African American, and he steps forward and shakes both of your hands, says something to the effect of, "Gentlemen, unless it's short notice, it's all somewhat covert and mysterious, but we appreciate and understand that you have made yourself interested in volunteering for special duties which will be appreciated by your country, but never disclosed." This gentleman here, any motions to another gentleman? Describe your character, Matt.
Best description would be the Oscar-winning actor Robert Redford, but when he's really, really old, you know, so actually about now. thick rimmed glasses, tweed jacket.
This is Agent Gordon, and he'll be taking the lead and more or less showing you the ropes as best he can for this forthcoming investigation. For the purposes of this operation, Ron, says you'll be referred to by yourself and your colleagues as Agent Graves. and you will be Agent Glass.
Okay.
We'd like to get moving on this one quickly, so if we can please take a seat in this limousine, we're going to get moving, and I'll explain the situation en route. So it takes you into the rear of the limousine. Obviously, there's a driver up front, dark and glass, sort of separating you and him. And he settles back in his seat, and the car moves off. He says, "Okay, I'll tell you what we've got. We've got an ongoing situation which we need you to investigate." As of approximately 1 a.m. this morning, now for you guys, it's by the time you've arrived here, it's probably about 6:37, beginning to get light. As of 1 o'clock this morning, there was what can be best described as a mysterious explosion at the house that we are now proceeding to. That house belongs to a former colonel in the US Air Force by the name of Larry Daniels. Daniels had a long career with the US Air Force, primarily as an administrator, and was involved in a number of top secret defence contracts. Once he left US Air Force, he himself took a position with McConnell Bayless Aerospace Corporation, and he has risen to join the board of directors of that organisation since he left them. I've pulled some paper on him, and this is what we have. Now, if you can all think back to your college days and think about the type of party your mama was worried you were going to attend when you packed your bags and headed off to college, that's the kind of party that seems to be happening or been happening at Daniel's residence when this explosion occurred. The explosion has killed
the Republican Party.
Yes.
Is that the type of party that...
Ah, the Republican Party, yes, very good. it appears to have killed 9 people.
Including Mr. Daniels?
Including Mr. Daniels.
Who was first responder?
First responder were the St. Louis Police Department, who were called there by the servants who are in residence at Daniels' house.
Okay.
It's a rather extensive property. They stay in a separate wing. They were not invited to, well, let's call it what it is, gentlemen. It seemed to be some kind of orgy in place.
So the Republican Party then?
Indeed.
How did we get called?
How?
What process of events caused the police department to call us in?
The police, I can try to describe it, but let's just say the explosion is of an extremely unusual nature. You'll have to see it in situ, but suffice it to say that the initial interpretation of this event was that it was some kind of terrorist attack of unknown provenance, and given Daniel's security status, the fact that it occurred in his property meant that the FBI were more or less automatically included. And thankfully, I got a call. So you will find that the St. Louis Police Department will be in situ at the scene, but we will be the primary investigators on this. You will be the primary investigators on this.
What's our initial cover?
You're going to be specialists from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I don't think you'll have to show any badges. The St. Louis PD are expecting this kind of intervention.
Do you need to be armed?
That remains to be seen. We'll cover green boxes and such, and he sort of nods at Agent Gordon there, who presumably knows what that phrase refers to. We'll get to that once we've visited the scene.
I hope they're lunch boxes. I'm starving.
Further complications are around our sole survivor. Sole survivor who was in attendance at the party is one Anthony Dottorio, who is a senator, and as it happens, he is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He is a St. Louis native, came up with the Republican Party in St. Louis, and as I say, he's now risen to prominence.
Which committee was he a member of?
The Senate Armed Services Committee. Oversight of defence spending, essentially.
And what's his current condition?
He is unconscious but stable in hospital, having sustained a broken arm and a couple of broken ribs.
And do we have names of the deceased?
Yes. Most of them, anyway.
I would immediately say this could be a gas explosion or somebody, you know, messing around with something they shouldn't have, or maybe a balloon. But whenever you've got a director of the board of a defence contractor and someone who's in the Senate Armed Services Committee, it certainly raises big
questions. Too much of a coincidence.
I mean, obviously these are the sort of people these guys
have orgies with.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have an orgy,
may as well be in your period.
This is the paper we pulled on the tutorial. And just for reference, for those of you who may not be somewhere in the United States, that just shows you downtown St. Louis, and our map shows you where St. Louis is in terms of the United States.
Aside from ourselves, is there any other local assets there?
There is a forensic team which has made an initial examination. I hope to have an asset from our organisation take over. In that respect, he should be rendezvousing with us at the address. Any questions at this stage, gentlemen?
Yeah, I just have a couple of things about our cover is going to have to be better than. I suppose we're just going to have charm and good looks to get us in there, because if it was me, I'd be asking for ID. If it was me, I'd be asking for ID, because these guys could be reporters.
You'll be with me, and suffice. My clearance will be sufficient to get us past the St. Louis PD, don't worry on that score.
As long as you use the words extend every courtesy, I'm okay.
I think they will be cooperative, provided you don't.
But the other, I mean, that's obviously two of the dead. No, that's one of the dead so far. Who were the other eight dead people?
Most of them were call girls.
Okay, are the press on the scene yet?
The press are not aware of the incident.
Has that been kept quiet?
I'm going to go for a gas explosion.
All the servants have been isolated.
High level government representatives.
Yeah. The servants have been isolated and have been told not to make any communications.
Okay, you say mostly call girls? Do you mean they were all call girls? Or do you mean they were mostly call girls?
No, we have a character who's known to the St. Louis PD by the name of Neil Begley. He would essentially be their pimp. He's well known locally as the guy to call if you want to have a wild party. And he has previous for supplying drugs.
So you have him, or he's dead?
He's one of the dead.
Okay, so he had previous.
Right, so we have...
And we have one other deceased member who is an alderman with the St. Louis Council.
Okay, so we've got 5 dead hookers, 3 government representatives, sorry, a pimp and 2 government representatives, and
one survivor who's a senator.
Notorio here who's still alive.
Yes. Excuse me one second.
He's curious odds, because it was just 2 guys. You know, it was just Daniels and Notorio, and the rest were call girls. You can kind of understand that, although I would assume it'd be more to the relationship between Daniels and Notorio, because it's only the 2 of them. Once now you get to the point where the pimp was there and there's another guy who's an old one, that makes me think that either we're missing a heap of call girls.
Well, the pimp could just be a driver. He may be hired a minibus.
But I reckon we're missing a heap of call girls.
Okay.
Because it's not a party if there's only one each, like.
That's what I'm told. Sorry, I wouldn't know without, sir.
Where's the nearest neighbour? How far away are the houses on either side?
You'll see once we get there, this is an extremely exclusive property.
Okay.
Yeah, we have ID on the others if you need them. The St. Louis City Commissioner, Alderman, is a Stanley Cable. And the Good Town Girls were Amanda Curran, Deneen Zambello, Angela Stevens, Emma Louise Nafak, and Sarah Arms, and a Cat Washington.
The call girls were all carrying ID.
ID has been located.
Can you read out those names again, sir? Amanda.
Amanda. Hug and kiss.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Amanda Curran.
Deneen
Zambello.
Angela Stevens, Emma Louise Nafak, Sarah Arms, and Kat Washington.
Yep.
Okay.
What sort of injuries did those girls have?
We'll get to that thing once I show you the site.
Yeah, okay.
I'm interested to see whether they extend the injuries that wouldn't be consistent
with the explosion.
Yeah.
Okay. You've made good progress on the your escort is said from you could call me Gaston. Explains that you're going to what's called the University City area of St. Louis, which is fairly upmarket, fairly posh, and in some places extremely exclusive. And this is emphasised when you start to see some police cars ahead from St. Louis PD, and they are stationed beside a large electric style wrought iron gate surrounding a property, probably about 7 or 8 foot wall around it. You're waved through upon arrival, and you see you're in sort of rather extensive, well manicured, well taking care of grounds, trimming trees and well manicured lawns, etc. To give you a visual for the type of house you're approaching, I'll give you some idea of what you're talking about.
What's my gaff?
So the car takes you up to the front door, and you can see that there is a further St. Louis Police Department cruiser there, and there is also a St. Louis PD forensics support vehicle as well.
Shit, that's loud. He broke his nose. Matches
the microphone there. So, no rustling sweets next to the microphone.
Atmospheric. Okay. Has anyone been in or out of the building since all the cavalry is removed?
We're limiting access. We do have some people in there, but we're... this is as far as the... well, we've got a forensics team in there, but we're not letting the St. Louis PD in any further.
Okay. The staff?
Staff are sequestered in the servants' wing.
Okay. Now, they obviously saw stuff, because they would have seen who arrived. They probably have an approximate count of many people who arrived.
Yeah. Well, possibly. That's where you're... why we need feet on the ground to start that kind of investigation.
You said the explosion was about 1 a.m.
Yes.
How long after did the first responders hit the scene?
We understand that first police showed up within 20 minutes.
And how long after that did you get the call? Or did whoever
call? I heard about this incident probably about an hour after that.
Okay.
And I've been sort of fighting fires.
So the first responders, team members on site still?
Yes.
And can we talk to them?
You can, once I show you the site.
Okay.
That's going to be very possible.
This site
mm-hmm.
will likely have site secure. I mean, they'll have closed-circuit television, you know, full coverage of the grounds. I don't know what level it would be, but I would guess if he's a defence contractor, it's not unreasonable to say that he's going to have motion or pressure-sensitive installations around. Unless, of course, he's...
You might turn them off for an orgy.
Right now, the explosion seems to have... the explosion seems to have shorted all the power in the building. And... he reaches into his back the rear of the vehicle and offers you handheld torches. You can see that all the looking at the windows of the building, all the curtains are pulled. And when he sort of spots you noticing that, he explains that apparently Daniels was very big on his privacy and the curtains were like that when they got here. It's not as if they've had to do it.
Are there any weapons in the house?
Not that we're aware of.
Republican Party defence contract.
as I say, we're at the early stages of the investigation here. This is why we need more bodies on the ground.
Who handles the security detail for this site?
Pardon?
Somebody, I mean, yeah, if it's a closed gate community, then there should be mall cops that will patrol.
Well, at the very least, mall cops. But yeah. I mean, I would have actually thought that somebody of that level of profile, a defense on the board of directors of a defense contractor,
you'd have some private staff.
Yeah. Also, the senator wouldn't have arrived in his own car.
Yeah, he will have had people with him.
Secret Service.
I don't know if senators get a Secret Service, but they would certainly have.
They would have a driver. Yeah.
Don't get too much impinge on his personal life. But
I mean, out of that list, apart from the obviously the pimp and the goggles, the only person who would arrive by themselves is the alderman. You know, because they have to drive their own cars. But no way that senator drove his own car.
Do the gates to the gated community, do they register who enters and who leaves and when?
Yeah, it's not a community. It's just this is just a single property.
It's just a property. Yeah. So is there?
It's essentially a freaking huge mansion in its own grounds.
Is there any sort of record of times people arrive and times people leave, whether it be a book on the door or whether it's the gate?
There's no security booth as such. It's just there was.
Control from the house, is it?
Yes, and there's a pad on one of the pillars down at the bottom.
Okay. So anybody that would have arrived, he would have had to okay them. They would have had to press the buzzer, and the gate would have had to been opened manually from inside the house.
Yeah, either by him or maybe
a member
of staff.
Okay, we'll kind of go up to the house.
Okay. You're right, so, I mean, you're basically outside the sort of front door of it, so it's just a case of stepping onto the porch and in through the doors.
Are the doors? The door's damaged. I know there was an explosion, but it's not entirely
possible. You can't see any damage. All the windows are intact.
Where in relation to the front door was is the explosion?
It's to the rear. As I say, there are some unusual aspects to this, which is why you're here.
All the windows are intact?
Yes.
Can we hear anything inside?
No. But standing on the threshold, you are aware of the sort of smell of shorted electricity, a kind of ozone-y smell in the air. That's the sort of first thing you notice.
Okay.
He leads away. Just stepping inside, you're aware you're in a sort of rather large foyer hall. There's a staircase, you can sort of see it above you, sort of coming from further in the building, arcing above you. And the first thing his torchlight picks out is markings of a body. You know, the way.
The chalk outline?
Yeah, it's not, it's a taped outline, yes, but where a body was.
Was there a fire?
There were fires which seemed to have been started by the electricity shorting.
Okay.
And as a result of that, some sprinklers seemed to have been activated in the house as well.
But the windows are intact. And the walls are intact.
From what I can see so far, everything's normal. First thing you see, as I say, is this this outline. This is where we found, where the senator was found. He was lying unconscious on top of one of the girls. As I say, he'd sustained a couple of broken ribs and a broken arm. He seems to have landed on top of the girl.
What's his cause of death?
Breaking her neck.
He survived.
The senator survived?
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniels is the dead guy. The former colonel. He shines his torch up. My best guess is that when the explosion occurred, they were somehow thrown over the balcony.
How far from the room where the explosion happened was the senator found?
It's not too far. If we go further, I can show you.
Okay, so are we going upstairs then? The
No, we're going to carry on.
The force that could throw somebody any distance at all in an explosion would take out every window in the house.
Yeah.
Is the explosion any further than the ground floor then?
This is where we get to the spooky shit, gentlemen. So we lead you further into the foyer, and on your right hand side you can see where the stairs curve up. However, his torchlight picks out a naked female, and the naked female is hanging in front of you. Her feet are just above the level of your head. Well, in fact, they're probably 4 or 5 feet above the level of your head, quite high up. And this obviously dead woman is hanging by one arm, and her wrist seems to just terminate in a... It seems to just join with the ceiling. Her arm is obviously broken, and her figure looks distorted. She's obviously hanging by a broken... Well, the arm's broken, possibly pulled from her socket, but the flesh and muscle are still holding her there.
Is your body marked in any other ways?
No. This fact regarding the wrist is rather disconcerting, and for that I'm going to make you roll your first roll of the evening, which will be a sanity check. if you roll the green and white dice there, green first, white second, you want to roll on your sanity, Scott?
I might as well go first. It's going to be green first, white second.
Yes. Zero.
That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Unless you roll another zero.
Unless you roll a zero.
0-2. So you are... You take this remarkably well.
Okay. That in the other hand.
Is that above your sanity?
My sanity mark on here. Jesus, where is it?
The same as your luck.
Oh, yeah. 85.
So you've still got a chance of making this then. So. 83. Slightly unnerved by it, but you're holding it together.
I'm okay.
You're okay as well. Okay, so.
So I put the shit spit up me, but everyone else is kind of.
Well, yeah, you're the same as you, really.
Yeah.
The only person who's stone cold.
Which one are you? Graves or glass?
Glass.
It's glass.
Stone cold glass.
We're not even entirely sure he saw it.
Made out of
it's shadowy sense. Up there. May not have really quite understood what's going on.
The glass?
Why is it with all the weird shit here that it's always a woman hanging naked? Hashtag everyday sexism. So what you're saying about all the glass?
Yeah. All the glass is still intact. There were fires, but it wasn't caused by the explosion. It was caused by the electrical shorting.
An electrical shock could send people flying.
Yeah, electrical shock don't embed people's arms and walls.
And surely you would need to be in contact with the electric when it... Or you need to be in contact with a point.
Not necessarily. You've heard of lightning.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether or not there's any evidence that any of them have been electrocuted in any way. Now, I presume we got the idea of this person that's hanging from their
wrist.
Their wrist that has been moulded into the ceiling.
Yes. Well, I'm concerned about that.
Extreme, I don't know, you're saying about lightning.
So it's still a 1 point loss for everyone. So as this, that's light.
Turn sanity
1 point law
84.
So turn sanity 44.
Oh, that's right.
That shit, yeah, right.
Yeah. So, I presume then, I mean, just by deduction and sort of figuring out that this is very similar to an experiment I heard from the 1940s, what we're seeing here, that we need to go upstairs.
No, no, we're further beyond here. Now, obviously, the body has taken your immediate attention. Bed, naked woman hanging from the ceiling in front of you. But as you're looking...
Can I just ask, has she gone up into the ceiling, or has she come down through the ceiling?
Well, that
has she hit the ceiling and stopped, or has she come through the floor and stopped?
Well, unless you were there, you wouldn't know that. Well, all we know is that her hand is better than it.
There'd be an impact of her head on the ceiling if she'd hit, if she'd gone up.
Not necessarily. If she was being raised up into something.
Yeah, and if she's hanging from her hand could have hit first. Okay. Stop there.
Well, is her arm been dislocated?
He said possibly is dislocated, but it's holding on by the...
That would happen after time anyway.
Yeah.
Just beyond where her body is hanging from the ceiling, you're beginning to distinguish on the floor, casting your torch about, various bits of debris. Bits of glass, plastic, and you can see there's pieces of fabric, leather. If you had to guess, you'd probably say upholstery cover and associated stuffing.
Do we see a sofa?
No. So
sofa missing.
This debris is just. If you can imagine that corner there with that solid wall and the debris lying there, and it sort of looks as if it's been strewn across, but there are no gaps, holes or marks in the wall.
Would you say it would
have
like
our new arrival?
Like a snowdrift? So... Did he say yes to the syndrome?
I think
he
did.
Have you?
Yes.
That's maybe. By the time you meet me someday,
maybe.
Hi, everyone.
Evening.
Sorry.
Welcome, Michal.
Should have just insisted you collect one.
Yeah.
Make it far more sense. Leave me to be in crisis that time.
You could have blamed somebody else for your time, anyway. I was just saying, does it look like a snowdrift?
No, not a snowdrift, just it's flat. But you, just in terms of the volume of it,
yeah.
There's more of it as you go towards the wall.
So has it been blown? It does look as if it's been blown into the corner of the wall.
In terms of the way it's lying, you'd say the opposite, except there's a wall in the way.
Okay, so it's blown away from the wall.
It's blown away from the wall,
but the wall's not damaged.
I think it just means that something has sucked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just then you hear footsteps behind you, and Gaston turns, shines a torch in the face of a rather, how did you describe him, a rather haunted looking chap?
Yeah, he's like waxen looking. But handsome.
Agent Galley, I believe.
Who does he resemble?
He resembles your man out of Munich.
Oh, Eric Bana.
Who is Eric Bana?
Sort of.
Okay.
It's had work. It's had work. It's just more attractive.
Yeah, even more.
So, you, like the others, have got here by hook or by crook. You've been told to rendezvous at this address. And to fill in very quickly, for the benefit of Agent Gall here, you're at the house of a Larry Daniels, who is a former colonel in the US Air Force, who is now on the board of directors at a aerospace firm called McConnell Bayless. And you've been given the best of information that an unusual explosion has occurred at the property. Assets are now on site, of which you are one, to conduct a thorough investigation. So the first thing you've passed in the hall, catching up with the rest of them, is the taped off markings of where a body has lain underneath a balcony in the main foyer of the property. Further beyond that, you're confronted by the sight of a naked woman hanging from the ceiling by one arm, and her arm appears, the wrist terminates at the level of the ceiling.
Bloody hell.
Good, you can
demonstrate for
she
you.
Is hanging, her arm's obviously dislocated, and she is hanging by
flesh and gristle,
yes, quite clearly dead and naked. The house is in darkness. There is a smell, acrid smell of ozone electricity.
What time of day is it?
It is now morning, but the inside of the house is in complete darkness.
Sorry, Matt, yes. It's a yes, we did. Did you hurt me or something?
Yes. Yes, you guys have worked together before.
Can I just ask what the... are we in our agency, guys here? Is this an agency job?
No, at the moment we are with the FBI.
For the purposes of this investigation, the St. Louis Police Department think that you are all FBI specialists.
That's fine, I understand. I just wonder how we got in here and... You know,
agents, Gaston, for your benefit, as you have a quick confab introductions, you've got Agent Graves and Agent Glass. They're new to the organisation. This is their first time up. They'll be acting under your direction, but we need manpower on this.
Is there evidence of an explosion or anything in the room where the woman is?
The cover story is an explosion, but there's no actual evidence of...
Well, there is. Sorry, I thought when it came in, I heard about a hole in a wall or something. Thanks, sorry, I thought...
Well, the dead female was hanging, her hand was embedded in the wall.
And there's also debris scattered about for which there doesn't appear to be any apparent source.
Right.
Something ate a sofa.
The rest of the house been checked? Is there an...
So this is the first place we've looked.
So if the sofa debris is common...
There were 10 people present. 9 are deceased, 1 survived.
10?
Yeah.
Daniel was having himself a party.
Republican party.
Sexy party.
With an alderman, a pimp, 5 call girls.
I think the call girls were the important part of the party.
And the senator.
And the senator.
And who survived?
The senator.
That it gestures to the taped off body mark. Appears the senator and one of the escorts fell from the balcony. He landed on her, killing her, breaking her neck. He sustained a broken arm, bruised ribs, and was knocked unconscious for a while.
Sorry, did you say that the debris looks as if there hadn't been a wall there? It looks like it's been blown away from the wall, but there's no evidence of any damage to the wall.
Yes.
And that wall...
While you puzzle over that, I better show you the next thing, says Gaston. So he takes you to the right where this debris is, and there's a corridor leading off into darkness, and something, your torchlight picks out something pale and white once again. So two things you're noticing here. The left hand side of this corridor that you're in appears... The wall appears warped hemispherically, curved.
Inwards?
Outwards.
What's on the other side of that wall?
That's where the party was happening.
Right, so when something was blown away from the wall, what they really mean is there was something in the centre of the room that was sucking. Because blowing away from the wall is a suction in the centre of the room.
Yeah.
There is a closed door just on your left. So there's a wall, curved, closed door, also on your left. The door is also curved out and warps, like I say, in a semi sort of spheric, from your side, it's bulging out spherically. Hemispherically.
Is it really a wooden door, I take it?
And beyond that, you can see that there is another female. Before. You can see the top half of her. She is protruding from the wall. Her she's hanging down, head down, and her fingertips are just about scraping the carpet.
I see that door.
And her torso, midriff, is blended to the wall, fused with the wall.
So
that requires an arsenic check.
He's got 44.
You've got forgot, Michael, you've got to roll twice. You've got to roll for seeing the one hanging from the ceiling and the other one. It's one.
Another one.
We're disgraced to role playing here. Oh, I see, you never have dice.
I can teach you that, but dice, I think there's no point in bringing it anymore.
Ooh, 78. That's top, two makes.
Two makes, so that's 2 points.
Is that harsh?
It's very harsh, isn't it?
It's something you see on a Saturday night, like.
I've seen it worse than that.
See that door?
Yes.
Looking at that door, does the warping on the side of the door follow the grain?
No, it doesn't follow the grain.
And what I mean is, does it look like originally the grain was straight? Because it would be cut across.
Yeah.
It would be grain that would be identifiable. Where if the warping is just a case of the door has been forced and bent, then the grain will be like that. You know, where it's been forced and bent. Where if on the other hand it has actually been bent and is permanently in, if the grain is like that, then that means something entirely different.
What's nearby here? I'd have a look out the windows. Is this a modern house or is it
you're in a huge mansion,
but is it an old, it's an old fashioned, it's a mock something or other.
Yes again, rather, you know, large grounds.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no apartment or houses nearby really.
We only need 1 point.
I mean, so
anything that
made it.
I made it.
1 point again, yeah.
He's going to be ready for retirement after looking at his eyes.
I'm going to have to use a spatula to get him out of this building.
I may as well.
So can I ask, the left-hand wall is bowed, and if we were to go, if we're on that left-hand side, that's the room where the party happened?
Yes.
So,
no, it was bowed inwards. In towards the room?
It's in.
No, outwards.
It's bowed outwards.
So, if you are walking down the corridor, the wall bulges out like that.
And
so
the party
hat right over here. It bulges like this.
And that was the same in the room as well. It was an inward bulge.
I mean,
I'll be able to show you a diagram in detail. I'm just talking you through it just now.
You haven't drawn it, have you?
Yes.
Achilles heel.
My Achilles heel?
Yep.
Don't assault the GM when he's got power of life and death over you, Michael.
Sorry.
Actually, we've been in this game before with Graham. It's more like the power of death and death.
Is there anything in the grounds? I'll ask Gaston. Has anybody or anything been found in the grounds? Outside.
There is some debris from what we're terming the explosion to the rear of the property.
We also have some servants sequestered in the servants' wing who were the first people to alert the emergency services.
Oh, there were other people here that survived then?
The servants were in the servants' quarters when the explosion happened, which was nowhere near the party room.
Who were the people again then? We've got the senator and
the senator,
the guy, five girls.
Guy, five girls, an alderman. From Sint, from the city council, and the pimp.
Have we come across them yet? Take it. No.
Strong smell of vomit here. This was the reaction of the St. Louis PD cop that found, apparently lost his lunch or his breakfast. Room beyond, gentlemen, has had all the bodies removed from it. You can see why these two bodies are still in situ. So he takes you, you sort of step around the dead girl fused to the wall, and there is a further opening on your left where the door is open. Again, looking beyond that, you can see evidence of this strange bulging phenomenon. But he takes you left and into the room, and it's a fairly chaotic impression. You've all got torches that are darting about, but you can see that the floor is now a sort of bowl-like depression. The carpet seems to have curved to accommodate that, but shining your torch in the corners, you can see where the carpet's sort of pulled away. And shining your torches upwards, the ceiling is also curved upwards, bulging.
Is it fair to assume
there is
the bulging circular all the way around us?
Yes.
Is it a perfect sphere?
Yeah, is it uniform? Is it like a...
Pretty much a perfect sphere.
Tell me, where are we in comparison to the girl?
She's just outside. I can show you now.
I meant the one hanging around. The one hanging
She's slightly further back in the corner. I can show you. I'll tell you exactly where you are. I'll show you the map now.
We need to look on the other side of the wall to see if we can, if there's where the rest of her is. Is the rest of her in the other... Are her legs in the other room? Or...
I meant the one hanging by her hand.
Yeah.
Right, so you proceeded into the foyer. That was where the first body mark was taped off. Mm-hmm. This is where the girl's hanging from the ceiling. That's where you started to see debris. More debris here. And as you approached this section here,
so
this is the stuff that's curved out. That's curved out. That's where the torso is hanging out. Sorry, that door's closed, so it's kind of curved out like that. Or it's more perfect than that. And that space is open. Proceeding in there, you've got this depression. And there are various tape marks in there representing where other bodies were found.
In the room,
all sorts of smashed plastic. It appears everything that was in here, the kind of furniture you'd expect in a large expensive house like this, has all been shredded.
This rear window, is it intact but bowed, or is it
intact but bowed? See this wall here? That's no longer there. That wall goes like that. That's all been curved out.
Okay. But has it been curved out with the plaster cracking, or the curved just curved out?
It's just curved out.
Okay.
Is there, on the ceiling, is there any sort of light fixture? I would guess in a room, in the great room, is there something like a chandelier hanging?
There's what's left of a chandelier.
And it's still attached to the ceiling, even though
it's still attached to the ceiling, but all the sort of glass accoutrement, all the little, you know, the actual lights on the chandelier and the decorative glass, all that's
gone.
Shredded, gone. We found, you're sort of flashing your torch up there, wondering about this, and Gaston says, we found more debris upstairs in the upper level.
Did that debris look like it originated in this room?
Everything, as far as we can tell, all the debris we found originated in this room.
So the wall disappeared.
Something originated in the centre of the sphere.
And the walls disappeared for a...
Or at least the walls weren't as tangible as they used to be.
And that's obviously how our two girls...
Of course that sounds crazy.
It does. I'm pooping myself. That sounds like something the good Lord would not permit.
So, what service did you come up in?
At the Navy, sir. The Air Force.
Which was it?
The Air Force.
US Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
And what accent is that I pick up?
Tennessee.
Yeah, pretty bad.
There's no evidence here of any odd objects or even odd debris. Things that something that wouldn't.
Pardon the chewed up silver and the people that are embedded in walls.
I think in terms of.
Most of the bodies that were found in here had no discernible marks, although on her skin, although some do have broken bones. Daniel's body is a completely different matter. If I had to guess what happened to him, it looks as if he burned alive. His body was found right in the centre.
Gaston, you're going to have to be a bit more specific there. When you say burned alive, do you mean that he was incinerated or oxidized?
He looks right
mechanical
now,
burns or flames?
His body right now is a blackened, darkened husk.
Was there
and I ain't a forensic expert, that's as far as I'm going to say.
Was there evidence of fire around his body?
Did the carpet or...
You can look for yourself.
Where was
no
his
scorch.
Body? Where
his body right in the centre. This depression. So I see number one there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them numbered off.
Okay. Well.
That was Daniel's. A coral girl was found with her head in his lap. She was dead, but had not sustained any scorching, from what we can see.
Okay. So we walked down the depression, then into the centre of this, do we?
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Is there anything we can roll down into it to see what happens?
Well, there is all sorts of, like I said, there's tape marks there for where all the bodies have been marked off.
Okay, so the police have already been down into the centre.
A forensic team has been down. Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably safe to.
Mr. Begley is another story, and perhaps it would be better if you had a look at his body yourself.
His body.
These bodies have been removed, and they're. A little morgue which I have under guard.
What state is Anthony DiTorio in?
Unconscious but stable.
Yes, exactly.
So he's not going to be much use to us for
broken arm, a couple of broken ribs.
Can we ask the hospital to call someone, one of us, to let us know if he wakes up?
We can have that arranged, yeah.
Be nice to speak to him, get his first response.
And the rest of these marks here indicate the bodies of
the
call girls and the alderman, I believe. The alderman's here, the call girl here.
Is the alderman and the call girl, are they positioned together?
They're close by.
Okay, and is there any other strange phenomena with the rest of the bodies?
Mr. Begley's body appears to be of something of some interest about it.
Where is he marked?
Mr. Begley's number one.
Number one's Daniel's. Begley's
okay. Well, shine our torches towards Mr. Begley.
Yeah, look at Mr. Begley.
There's nothing there. It's just there. Yeah, there's not a body mark there. It's a kind of rectangular outline.
Like he was
the size of a body?
Like he was boxed?
It was Begley that made the PD guy finally lose his lunch.
Like he was squashed?
Stretched.
Who's
he
boxed?
I mean, he is not a box.
Is there marks where it was?
Yeah, that's the rectangular mark.
Is there like marks of trauma or whatever? Or
No, there's no.
So there's no body here.
You can't see. No, there's no body here.
Right. Okay.
So say this room is empty of bodies. The only bodies still in situ in the house. A girl is fused through the wall, and a girl is hanging from the ceiling.
Okay, so his the space where he was found is now taped off in a rectangle.
Yeah. And where is he?
Whatever's left.
He's in the morgue.
Right. So we're going through the morgue. Gaston, before there's nobody else around here, just us. Yeah.
Agent Gideon, who I believe you've worked with before, forensic specialist, is at the morgue as we speak, making a preliminary result.
But
so if you want to contact him and get him to talk you through it.
There's nobody else around here, right?
No.
Where are the servants nearby?
Servants are in this well, I direct you, so this is a servant's wing down this end.
Okay, we need to talk to them.
One other thing, we'd like to have a wee look at what's above this and what's below this, if possible.
Yeah.
This room.
Yeah, I can take you there.
And also, will we have limited access to this? I mean, are you gonna cleanse it?
My job will be to run interference while you do your investigation, so I'm going to limit this as much as possible. What evidence we need to... and make sure that evidence doesn't.
I mean, at some point, somebody's going to need to cut a couple of people out of walls, and there's going to be some sort of effort to try and make this look like an actual explosion.
As I understand it, Gideon has directed the team to return here and get the two girls cut out.
I'm sorry, I'm just amazed at how calm you're all being. Have you seen something like this before?
Is this classified? You got a new character?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for all this, and I don't really think that it's
Well, why do you think
it's
fair
to expect
this?
Me to just deal with this?
Why do you think you're brought into this, son?
Why do you think I was brought into this? I'm just doing this because I was told to. May I just follow orders?
That's what the Nazis said.
Well, those guys knew how to follow orders too, but I'm sorry, but I've just seen two things that cannot happen in a room that's been turned into
it's
a
not
sphere.
The only thing you've seen, though.
There's no... So when these bulging in the wall hasn't caused any great interference with the structure. In other words, it's not all cracked and, like, straining and a bit of plaster crumbling off from brickwork.
No.
It's all... I'd like to look at the opposite, though. I mean, do you know if we could find a wall that's bulged? Could we go and look at the wall behind it and see what's happening there?
I'm just all astonished everyone's just taking this at face value. Sorry. And you're incredibly calm for someone who's not seen anything like this before. This is supposed to be your time on the job, isn't it?
Anything
well.
Like this before? No. So that what? I'm actually saying this to Gaston. You know, like if he's basically just having a bit of a wibble at himself.
Yeah. Gaston's understanding is that the organisation are
branching out into
We're undergoing some kind of a manpower shortage at the moment. And we're...
Some warning would have been really, really useful.
You consider yourself warned. That's why you need to hold these guys' hands and take them through it.
Right. Ever done any research before?
It wasn't my strong suit, sir.
What about yourself? What service did you come up in?
From the U.S. Marshal's Office.
Much better. Where are you from?
North Carolina.
I'm nervous right now, these nip some people. It's for their body tag.
Okay. Right. Well, I have seen things like this before. Not exactly like this, but I've seen enough to not be worried by this. Nothing's going to happen to you, son, don't worry.
I want to look at say it behind, and also where's the girl, the second girl? She's close to the floor, but hanging through
her,
the wall.
Her body is there.
Is there anybody to look at the wall behind them?
Yes, because the wall, you've come in the room now, so you're
what
now.
I mean is, has she been fused into the wall like this? You know, is that
yes,
the wall?
Yeah. Her hindquarters
are they there?
Are on the other side of the wall.
They are there, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't just end, right?
Yeah,
and uncomfortable. Interesting.
It's
going to look at that.
Their grand designs.
So she's sort of suspended, like, a bit above the ground or so?
Yeah. I mean, she's hanging limp, but
yep.
She's sustained because our midriff is in the junction with the wall.
And these outer walls here are not affected, or are they softened?
This here is the curve of the wall, roughly.
Yeah.
There's a gap there because...
There's a gap?
Yes, that's a door. That's like an open doorway. There's a door there, but there's a gap there with no door in it. And the brown marks, essentially, are debris scattered, which seems to have emanated from within that space.
Can you describe the bit in the middle there?
It's a bowl, a soup bowl.
Okay, but the carpet is intact?
The carpet's intact, yeah, but pulled away from the sort of corners.
So not reshaped, but pulled away.
He's in the body of your man there with the colour girl, the burnt guy. Is there a cellar?
You asked about unusual objects. Daniel's is clutching some kind of crystal. He's still holding it now, as far as I know.
So his body is still there, or is it at the morgue?
His body is at the morgue with the rest.
Is there any sensation of a smell that's even stronger here, or is it?
Well,
is the atmosphere noticeably different than outside the room?
It's everything that you've seen so far is intensified here. So there's much more debris. There is a strong smell of vomit. There's also quite a strong smell of alcohol, and there are also items of clothing, sort of shredded, which are lying about as well.
Are there any music players here? In the conservatory, in these usual rooms, I mean, is there, does it look like anything like a CD player or a...
If you had to guess, some of the fragments you've seen already may have been, like, you know, from some kind of music system.
Is there any sign that there were curtains there?
Yes, there are curtains, yes.
Are the curtains still intact?
The curtains are intact and unaltered.
Okay, so nobody could have been seen standing outside and looking in at this curtains?
No.
It's surely important to get hold of whatever he was holding.
I don't really want to hold it.
He was in the centre with the only object that has been found in the entire search.
Yes, yeah, so again, I'm not sure you want to hold it.
No, you could hold it. I think it's vital to get hold of that.
Well, that will likely be sectioned, confiscated at some point.
But it's going to be the key. So the minute it looks like the key to this.
He said the body's still holding it.
As far as I know.
Okay.
The corpse.
So it was. He was at the sort of epicenter of this, and it was too.
He was consumed by it.
Can we tell roughly what the diameter of this sphere is?
Yeah, I'd say probably 35, 40 feet.
Okay. And that's top to bottom, across the ways, everything's 35, 40 feet, that would demolish the upstairs as well. The Boeing would go all the way.
I think that it might be worthwhile looking at the master bedroom.
Okay.
Master bedroom is the room above this.
Daniels wasn't married, really.
His wife was divorced. She went back for divorce.
True. So at the moment he's living alone in a house. He decides to have a party with a couple of guys, brings some sort of weapon that causes an explosion 35 foot or so.
How do we know it was a weapon?
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
it's
a device that actually harmed and killed people. Really? So I'm calling it a weapon for the sake of argument. Unless you want it, what do you want to call it? A cuddly toy?
I'm just saying it did a bit of remodeling to the house, but it doesn't seem to have intentionally killed anyone.
Okay,
killed himself.
Yes, well, sometimes bombs don't intentionally kill people. They go off like that.
And the man is a defence. He's on the board of a defence contractor.
No, I don't believe this has anything to do with his day job. But it would be interesting to know who else would be considered to be in the circle of friends of Dottorio and Daniels. and a cable.
So you want to check the master bedroom and see if he has...
I'm still hung up on Rectangle Man. And why is he a rectangle?
Do you know what the dimensions of the crystal-like object? Do you know roughly?
Yeah,
you know,
is it palm-sized? Or
yeah,
could hand, handheld. It's still holding in his hand.
So it could have originated from the house, or it could have been brought by one of the guests. It's something that is easily portable.
Also, much has any search been conducted of this property, like an in-depth search, since this happened?
No in-depth search. We've made a preliminary survey, which is why we're able to give you some of this information. But this is why you're here. You're here to conduct an investigation.
Yeah,
I'm here to.
Okay,
I'm here to get rid of this evidence once it's no longer of use to you.
So the stuff that's lying in the debris, there may be some evidence of something that looks like some sort of music player, in which case we are either looking for a reel of tape or we are looking for small silver fragments of a compact disc.
What? Why are you assuming there's a music player in there? I mean,
because he said there was a music player in there.
But why are you looking for one?
Because if you're going to have a party, you're going to have music.
Okay, but I don't think, you know...
You're also going to have cake, but I'm wondering
if
where...
If we find his Jimmy Cliff CD, I don't think he's going to tell us anything.
I think music's more likely.
I think music is very likely. I would also wonder whether or not there's... So anyway, either reel of tape or fragments of a compact disc. I would guess that we're also looking for...
You can ask the servants if there's music.
Fragments of glass, and maybe we need to do some forensics on the type of... there'll be liquid pooled in the centre.
I think we need to investigate.
What are you telling me?
Get upstairs and investigate this guy.
It's just a tag of work. If it's a party, there's going to be drinks.
And the drinks are going to run down to the centre? So you want to know what they were drinking?
Yeah, of course I want to know what they were drinking.
There is a strong smell of alcohol. I said that. Smell of alcohol as well as above the smell.
I know, but when you look at that alcohol there, you might find rum, you might find vodka, you might find whatever else. It's whatever else is in there.
Is it blood? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, there might be blood. In fact, there should be blood.
I haven't seen any blood.
Yeah, there's no evidence
sign
of blood on any of the bodies.
What colour is the carpet?
It's a cream carpet.
Okay, so we'd see blood pretty.
I'm very curious.
The lighting conditions on here aren't ideal because you're all using torches.
So then there's serious decadence of having an orgy in a cream carpet.
Depends if it's white wine. I mean, going over to that body, right, where, you know, you go over to the body and you see the wall is bowed, and her body, I mean, her flesh and the plaster are seamless,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I push down in her flesh, it doesn't separate from it.
So she's not sitting in a hole? She's not sitting in a hole?
No, she's melded with it.
Blended?
Yeah.
She's
not... The interesting question is, what's behind this? Because what's behind this will probably be the normal structure that most American houses have, which is, you know, lots of slats.
Yeah.
So I want to know, are her bones melded with the slats?
Okay.
Because inside her flesh and whatnot is bone. And if the bones, if there's slats of wood, whatever else that are holding that, you know, that because these are all...
Can we look at that? Can we...
We'll have to cut her body out.
No, we just need to break the wall.
Yeah, we just need to put some... We don't need to cut her out. We just need to put some
x-ray equipment.
Something big enough.
No, you just need to break the wall.
I can punch a hole in the wall.
Is there something nearby that we could use to break the wall? Is there like a
fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
Well,
Kovar.
Why don't we go down to the garret? Is there a motor? Why don't we go down there and get something?
Right. So you're about to look. Are you need to sort of separate. What everybody's doing now. So you were thinking about going upstairs, right? Okay. You're trying to have a closer look at the corpse.
I suggest
with
they
the assistance
go to the
of
Gary.
Agent Glass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with him to.
Agent Graves, do you have anything you want to do?
Apart from be upset that I'm being here. I think I want to go and have a chat to the servants.
Okay.
Because I want to get as far away from this room as possible and I want to get down to this end of the building.
Okay. Agent Gaston has a list for you. He's got a pad which has a list of all the servants that they've got detained. I'll give you that in a wee second. So you're off to try and find something to inspect the integrity of the hall?
A crowbar or a fire axe?
Stepping out into the corridor, you do meet two forensic techs. They're dressed head to foot in the protective clothing, the markings. And
we're like REC man, just blundering about from the ground,
holes and walls.
I can't hit the body, but into the wall.
And he approaches you, and the lead guy says, "Sir, we've been instructed by Agent Gideon. Agent Gideon's a former, he's an RCL member of Gordon and." What's your agent's name again?
Gally.
Who you've worked with before, and you know that his speciality is indeed on the forensic side. Forensic examination of crime scenes and conducting postmortems and what have you. Agent Gideon has instructed them to start removing
the women,
if you are in agreement.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to, when they're cutting through the wall, I just want to check.
Yeah, we want to see.
Basically, if the wooden slats go just straight in and meld with, like, I mean, they will, but I just want confirmation of it.
Okay.
Have you seen bodies go through walls before?
I'm in my 60s.
Yeah, so is my aunt. So is my aunt. I don't think she's seen anyone through walls before.
Actually, it's...
It's not as shocking as things you've seen before.
I've seen worse.
Holy shit.
You haven't seen Active Duty then?
Hmm? I've only started. I'm only on this job this last year.
Okay. Which job? As in US Navy?
No, KISS officer.
Or sorry, US Air Force.
So the Gaston hands you a list of his servants. You've got the housekeeper, who's called Dolores Montez. Her husband acts as a house butler. He is Ernesto Montez.
Okay.
There is Emily and Jeanette Beaucomb. They are the maid and cook, respectively.
Beaucomp?
Yeah. Baucamp.
Okay.
There is Henry Kim, who is the gardener.
Okay.
And Jerry Fletcher, who is the chauffeur. So you're going to go down and approach that wing?
Yeah, so they're in the... Are they in the family room, or are they...?
Yeah, I think there's a room above that.
I've got a mother with a garage.
At the far end of the wing, you encounter another policeman.
Okay.
St. Louis PD. And he directs you to go down in the elevator and find the movie theater, and the servants are all being held in the movie theater.
Right on.
Which is on this floor.
Is that the floor below or?
It's the floor below.
Is it underground? Is that a?
It's a sub level, basement level.
Okay.
With
so
all the trimmings. This guy lives very well. Or lived very well.
So he's guarding is he guarding the entrance to the theatre entry?
There's an art cop there. So there was a cop at the elevator, and there's a cop outside the door.
Okay.
I'll ask Agent Glass to come up with me upstairs.
Okay. And you're just supervising the removal of the body?
Okay. Before I go and talk to these guys,
start
when I
cutting the plaster. Big don't know what he is.
What's their reactions, by the way? Are they totally...
He can't really read their reactions. They've got the goggles and the masks. They're just sort of doing them.
Yeah. They're men's mouth.
Okay, as I come out of the elevator, if I look to my left, can I see the recreation room?
Oh, yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
And what can I see?
Kind of curvature you would expect, really. There's
I expect these things every day.
Okay. Given what you've seen of the ceiling, it's the reverse
the other side of this.
Yes. Also, quite a bit of debris.
Does the
bits of plastic, bits of stuffing.
Does the ceiling, as it bowed down, come as far down as the floor of the room?
No, not as far as that.
Okay.
From the when you entered the room above, it's probably a difference of about 2.5 feet. The curve.
So we're going upstairs to the room above the great room.
Start there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Similar kind of experience for you guys. When you up. Thank you.
So we're not putting on lights really or anything.
There's no lights to put on. Everything apparently is fused.
Just to test that theory, I mean, there's no watches around here, or I mean, are there any carriage clocks or anything that I can see lying around?
Yeah.
I'm looking for battery operated clocks.
Yeah, you can go off and look for them. Yeah, battery operated.
Either well. I mean, I'm actually okay with clockwork clocks because I want to check and see whether the components are magnetized.
Okay. You do that search. We'll just do them first of all.
Yep. That's just
so we're in the master bedroom now.
So even though I said you used the elevator, the stairs beside the elevator's not working.
Okay.
So is the floor of this then like a...
Okay, yeah, you've got rather grand bed in the middle of the room, which is kind of tilted back.
Does it look like he actually used this room?
Yeah,
this is his bedroom.
Well, looking around, yeah, you can see there's a like, discarded robe, and you would think it's in use. The
I mean, does it say "World's Best Dad" or does it have like cult symbols down inside?
I'm glad you kind of
like a wizard's robe,
crystals.
So you've got let me see.
So the floor is bowed up and there's debris.
Bowed up, the bed is kind of tilted back, so
okay.
And
there's more debris from downstairs that has found its way upstairs.
Some of it lying on the bed.
Some of it lying on the bed.
What sort of stuff is it?
Just bits of glass, bits of plastic, furniture stuffing.
So to walk across the floor of this room, you have to. You're actually.
Yes.
So I take it the bed then, as you say.
I see the bed's kind of displaced.
Does he have any sort of? Is there a bedside table or a nightstand or?
Yes.
Anything like that? Is there anything? Is there anything on there? Phone, day planner. He's an older gentleman. He might not be.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone.
Is there any suggestion that
the thing to do here is gloves on and give this room a thorough search? Because
okay.
I'll say to you the problem here is the size of this dam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're actually only four.
Is there any suggestion that the floor is going to be
really
by the distortion?
Okay.
Because if he'd anything to hide, he's so many.
Well, you're not there.
I'm not there.
Well, you
might
you're
as well start, I think, searching this place. You're looking at the reverse
of it.
Yeah, and it's the room that he
no,
probably
catch any cracks or
most,
anything.
We're going to search that room, Graham. Like, you know, plastic gloves on.
Give it a proper...
I don't know what way you want to do that, rules-wise or anything, but we're going to have a really good search of that. Thorough search of that room over the next like 10-15 minutes. Two of us.
Okay, you begin to search a room. I will make some rolls and tell you what you uncover.
Yeah, we're just we're trying to. Our theory is this is a huge house. It's going to be absolute hell to search this. So we might as well get knock start with one room he would spend a lot of time in, and I guess looking especially for, you know, hidden compartments and things, or
so you're taking your time to give this thorough search. Okay.
Is there a... I'm going to head to have a chat to the staff now.
Yes. Okay, so the cop sort of... Slightly nervous looking. He kind of snaps off a salute. Do you want to see him all at once, or should I bring him out individually?
You should know if you're the one. It's one of those skills where you shouldn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
I want to talk to Dolores Montez first.
I usually let people just roll it because.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Bring him out into the.
Yeah.
Into the wine cellar, I think. Might be
that for you.
Okay.
So clearly, we're going to have a chat
more upon something rather than actually be physically.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
It's a bit of a.
So you make your way in there.
Flaws in the system.
And about a minute later, you're joined by.
And that's one of them that really.
Nervous looking.
He's between all the rollers.
Yeah.
And then it informing you of how you've done, which is boring.
Made any nightgown.
Persuades another one.
Yeah.
If you're trying to persuade them, you roll really, really low, really good roll. You'll.
How did you seem
that you've done it?
Nervous.
You really shouldn't know if you're working on if you're working or not, because this guy might be predisposed or really not a good subject for it, you know. But you don't know that. It's just one of those things.
Let's see. Gives a knowledge roll. She's a brown lady. That's as much as you know in terms of her ethnic origins.
Okay.
As much as you're able to guess at.
Well, I can make the assumption from her name, Dolores Montez, that she's possibly, but not entirely not entirely sure that she's of a illegal origin. But I'm going to ask her where she was when the disturbance happened.
She was watching some TV in bed with her husband.
What was on TV?
They were watching a cable channel, so there was some repeats of the Golden Girls.
Okay.
While upstairs there was Golden Showers.
What? When did they hear him? Did they hear or see anything?
It's really, really strange. There was we didn't hear, but there was a really bright white light, and all the power went off.
Did they feel any movement in the house? Did they feel any sort of tremors or anything like that?
It was just very strange, like a. Like, would you bless yourself? Like somebody walks over your grave. Like a surge.
How long has she worked for Mr. Daniels?
Her and her husband have been with Mr. Daniels for 9 years now.
Okay, and does the often have parties like this?
She looks a wee bit nervous about sort of going forward with this line of inquiry.
Just inform her that I've got very good friends at the INS, and I would like answers now rather than later.
You're threatening the INS?
Yes.
He's getting the hang of this.
He hasn't pulled it.
She gets a bit indignant about that. I have legal papers. Me and my husband, we're not legal.
I'm sure she is, and I'm sure she'd spend a lot of time down at my local station proving that.
You want to take me to the station? You take me to the station, you fucker.
Oh, she calling your bluff, man.
I say nothing about Mr. Daniel. She a good employer, that's all. No, he'd pay as well. He'll look after us.
Is her husband legal?
Yes, you son of a bitch, here they go as well. I would like to go to bed now, can I go?
Sure, yeah, you can go.
She trounces off in a huff.
Sure, we'll wake her up later. Okay. I don't think I'm going to get any more out of the husband either.
That's using his way.
Where is he though? He's obviously not defending her, he's hiding. With the husband?
Hiding from authority.
No, he's in the movie theater, I've left him in there. No, I'll ask him as well, if he can be brought out, just to find out if he's got anything less.
Are you sending her back into the movie theater? No. Where is she to go in the meantime?
If she can go off to, let's see, if she can be in the basketball court.
Right, okay.
I'm not making any racial aspersions on her, saying she can stay in the basketball court for the time being. I'm going to ask the other cop to keep an eye on her.
Okay. Okay, so within an hour, minute or so, Ernesto arrives.
Hi, Ernesto. How are you?
He looks a bit weary as well. He's in his pyjamas with a robe as well.
Okay. So they've worked for him for 9 years. Did he see the guests arrive tonight?
See, I saw some of the guests, and then I was told to I was no longer needed.
Okay, what's his main responsibilities in the house?
I helped Dolores answer the phone and run messages.
Okay, I mean, are you involved in the day-to-day running of the house?
See.
The room where the party has been held tonight, who organised, you know, the drinks and things, like who laid out the room for the guests?
The way it works, Mr. Daniels, he'll give me a list every now and again if he is having guests. If there's anything extra that we don't have, then I drink, but that room is very well stocked with alcohol. Sometimes you ask me to bring in snacks, food.
Drugs?
No.
Nothing like that?
You get nothing like that from me.
You know the girls that arrived tonight were prostitutes?
It's Mr. Daniels' business.
What about Mr. Daniels' business? I mean, how much do you know about it?
I know he is a very important man.
Important enough that somebody would want to kill him?
Well, I don't know about this government stuff. You read things in the paper and you wonder, but...
Did the guests all seem... The guests all seem in good spirits when they're out.
See? We are men of the world, Signore. They were, they have been here before.
Oh, they've been here often? How often would Mr. Daniels have?
Perhaps I've said too much.
No, how often would they be here?
He likes, this last year, Mr. Daniels is like a new man. He likes to party. Sometimes once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Always to the same guests, or
not always the same girls, but some of the same faces I see.
But the senator and the alderman, they're always here.
The senator?
Yeah, the senator that was found dead in the hallway.
Living.
Sorry. Does he know that?
Maybe not.
I didn't know there was a senator present. But Mr. Daniels has many important friends.
Okay. Do his friends often end up embedded in walls?
Yeah. I don't know anything about this. I was not the first to see this. It was Henry who saw this, and then he called the police. He's very scared.
I don't know. They called, apparently, but...
Okay. Okay, you can go back to your room.
Okay. Alright. Well, you think over who you're going to speak to next.
Yep.
Agents Glass and Galley. Let's see. I have your... What happens? Okay. Both of you realise in each other that this is not the first time you've tossed a room for evidence. Things of interest in Mr. Daniel's bedroom. Just opposite the sort of main part of the bedroom, there's this sort of sitting room, which opens into. That is unaffected by the circumference of whatever has happened here. That far wall there is covered in photographs, framed photographs of Daniel's. Glad-handing with various politician types.
Do we recognise any of them? Like, you look what calibre they are, or what are they?
Yeah, pretty senior. Both Republicans and Democrats. There's even one of them with Clinton, which is one of the ones that's taken... pride of place. There's one of them with Bush Senior. Yeah, political heavyweights. And Glass finds in one of the bedroom cupboards a large trunk-like case, which isn't locked, but it is closed over. And when you open it, there is a fairly sizable collection of studded collars, whips, manacles, and even a dildo or two.
The bread. I hide mine in a locked room. He's just got his own display.
He's divorced. He doesn't have a wife at the time.
Following up on that little discovery, your intuition leads you to re-examine the bed. And the bed is a four-poster.
Second set of gloves on.
You can see... yeah, second set of gloves. You can see that there are signs of wear and tear on the posts. Yes. If you give me an idea roll.
That's your 90%. Intelligence 18.
Zero two,
that's a critical. I'm like, you got a 20th of your chance.
You're convinced that these aren't recent. They're at least, in terms, there's been no recent scuffs there. The scuffs are there, but you'd say they're at least a year, year and a half old.
Can he check his spot hidden, or was it what he found out?
Yes, you can both check your spot hidden. You both made your checks.
Yeah. Well, we both checked it, or we both can.
Yeah. You both
can.
It
just means we were successful, so...
Just put a tick.
Later on in the session, you can try and make your skills get better by using them. There's various methods. Graham's very cruel usually, so take any ticks that he gives you.
Okay, so marks on the posts, but they look to be about a year old. So that would lead me to believe that trunk is something that he used with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
If they're a year and a half, are they divorced a year?
I've got the thing.
Goes in one now.
Oh, sorry, it's the senator that's...
Is it the senator?
That's divorced. Yeah, Mr. Daniels is single.
Did he say? I thought he was...
deceased. Is it not?
Well, 1950. Oh, that's his mother and father.
His mother and father.
Oh, so he's never married?
He's never married.
So it's almost like, you know, about a year and a half ago, he...
This is beginning to make me a bit nervous.
...found something better.
And, so he's... obviously calling your attention to what's happening to, you know, the bed and what he's found there. Beside the bed, also displaced, kind of almost lying back, sort of stuck in a sort of wedge against the wall now with the curvature. There's one of the bedside tables, and there is a document or magazine sort of lying down beside that, which is also slidden off.
That's not your graphic issue, covering the Cho-Cho type.
I'll shine my torch and show you this.
The dildo wiggly, what is it?
No, it's worse than that. It's anything from somewhere called the Enosis Foundation. It's very Cronenbergian. Your realizer and you.
Helping you find your true light.
So...
you know, the weird thing about those things is that these props, they could be real.
Downstairs, they have almost completed the circular cut around the body. And it's pretty much as you suspect. There are two layers of plaster faced or sort of connected, sorry, with the wooden structure behind the wall. All that appears to intersect
so, yeah,
with her body.
Yes. Oh, batteries.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do eventually find battery clocks in the sort of kitchen area, and yeah, it's a kind of expensive style house. So there are mechanical driven clocks as well.
Yeah, so the mechanical clocks are still running.
Yes.
Okay. Are they right?
Yes.
Okay. And the battery driven clocks, are they analog or are they digital?
They're digital.
Okay, so the digital one's
going to be
on the level. There's no power at all.
No.
But hang on, the battery ones, were they still running?
The battery ones stopped.
This is right. So
what time did they stop?
1:03.
Presume that, Jesus. So.
Well, if you were to believe what it says.
Something caused all this.
Open up the back of the battery ones and see whether the batteries are burned or whether they're just flat.
Something caused it.
Yeah.
So.
So
again, are the batteries burned or they flat?
Burned.
Right.
Complex emotional energies from a bag.
I'd like to have a chat to Henry Kim.
She may be triggered.
Okay.
What's he like?
He's a tall, shaven-headed black guy. He comes in. He's in a Chicago Bulls top and shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, man, who you want to talk to me?
Did you make him too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you were first to discover the room.
Yeah, man, what is it all about? What be happening?
What made you go to the room?
There was like this strange white light.
And where were you when this happened?
I was in my room.
And where is your room in relation to that?
I can show you, man. It's upstairs. It's on the same floor. Bedroom one.
Okay, so you heard, you saw a white light from your room. Now, how did you see that? Did the light enter your bedroom window?
Don't be asking to be explaining, man.
So what did you use? You just ran towards the room?
After the white light, everything went off.
Okay.
So I went to find Mr. Daniels. First thing I see be that girl.
Did you know any of the guests?
I seen some of them before. That cat Begley, he'd be a player. He'd be supplying Daniels with some of his lady friends.
Okay. Was it always the same girls?
Sometimes not. They always be at least one or two of the same faces, but not all the same.
Did Mr. Daniels ever give you any indication of what these parties involved?
He'd be partying, man, you know. Do I need to draw a picture? But that's some fucked up shit right there.
Does Henry seem nervous?
I have to guess it seemed that Henry was slightly perturbed about maybe he might join us and through it with the assistance or something.
You convinced?
I'm convinced. Yeah,
that sounds like a bargain.
The markings channeled into your.
Does Henry want to take a little trip down to the station? We'll have a little chat there about activities were happening at this party. Green.
What do you mean, man? I'm cooperating. I don't need to go in those station
colours.
It just seems like you may have been smoking something in the room.
Yeah, why would you buy green?
I'm a little shook up.
That is
good. I had a little something to calm me down.
What are you basing that on?
I'm just basing that on, a hunch.
Yeah. Have you seen a green crystal? Was there any noise coming from the other end of the house?
There was partying. There was some music, I guess.
I don't think.
My room's quite a distance.
Relevance.
It's a big house, this,
but
when all the lights went off, how long did it take you to get from your room to the
when it's green? You have to go
where the party was
going. Well,
when I had the image in my head, the burnt corpse holding a crystal, in, I have to admit, in my head.
Did you have a torch?
Well.
Did you see what was in the room whenever you got there?
Certainly wasn't purple.
No.
No, it was kind of dark. I was feeling that way.
What did you do when you got to the room?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do when you got to the room?
I seen that girl. I seen the next girl, and that was enough for me. I didn't even get to the room. And then I went out the front door, and I see that other fella lying on the girl.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Kim, will you stay in the general area? I want to talk to you a little
in close contact with you.
Okay, might be cool. Just be done there. The night. Don't need no trip to no police station.
Alright. Okay, send him to the basketball court. He seems like he'd enjoy it.
Okay. Agent Gordon, you doing anything else?
I'm going to gather.
Yeah, forget that. Where are we?
We are in St. Louis.
Okay, go look for them. Okay.
Technically, I'm going to go look for him.
Should we ask?
I'm going to go look for them.
Find, see if there's anything that would indicate that
you want to stored. Technically, it's going to be you, but you
should remain in such contact.
Just completely new, yeah.
I think I'd need to grab them and just tell them.
I'm going
to
help them.
You know, in some way of being sure that they held it.
If I can have a chat to the gardener as well.
What's that we held it?
You actually find it wrong, solved it all. The gardener. In the pantry. With the cookbook.
Distance yourself from worldly desires.
Mm.
Desires pull you away in the present moment.
Begin life anew.
Maybe he has been like obsessed with this for decades and then wanted to put it.
Okay,
yeah,
so
a year and a half beginning.
You're joined upstairs as you pour over this brochure. It's more slightly produced than that is. It's actually a nice glossy brochure by Agent Gordon.
Okay, team, what have we found so far?
I think
it looks like the crystal belonged to Mr. Daniels. I think.
And he seems to have, I would judge that he's got on board with this program from the, what is it called, the Enosis?
Enosis
Foundation.
Their local chapter is in University City.
I am familiar with the word Enosis, but I can't remember what it means. Can I make a knowledge roll or something?
What it means?
It means something.
Okay, you can make your knowledge roll.
65, that's a make. So.
You can't recall what the actual term means, but you are aware of Enosis as a cult, for want of a better word.
Okay.
A
prescribed cult?
No.
Scientology type cult?
Yeah, similar to Scientology. Pseudo-religion in your eyes.
Made up by 1970s science fiction, I think.
We didn't find any other religion. We didn't find any correspondence with them or anything, no.
Sorry?
We didn't find... If there's a study up here, I suggest Glass and I go and have a look.
There's a study on the ground floor.
We'll maybe go down there and see if there's any correspondence with them. To see if he correspondent.
If you can hold on to that.
Okay.
If you want to continue, kind of thought, I'll make a quick brew.
Trying to impress.
You could dig up who we're having. Next. Are you going to look for him as well?
Yeah, I will try and rescue him from getting himself into trouble with witnesses.
Okay, well, assume you find them eventually.
So, what do we know, and what do we not know?
A very rough guess. This is something to do with that crystal.
Over the last, the last year and a half. Can I ask if Ron has been interviewing people and they have said things? Do we know what they have said?
Technically, you have to wait for him to repeat it.
Okay,
but
not always. But
okay,
I mean you.
Well, I'll tell you now what I found out is that so they don't do shit, but they know these a lot of these parties for the last year.
Okay.
Sometimes 2-3 times a week, usually once a month or so. It's usually the same. It's usually Daniels and girls. Not always the same cats coming in and going, but Senator seems to be a new arrival. We haven't seen him here before. The staff generally seem to stay out of it, though they either don't know or they don't want to know what's going on.
I always wonder whether there's any previous fatalities involved with this sort of thing. These people are influential enough to cover something up.
Mm. They seem very spooked, like this is not something they're used to.
You have to understand.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility that this was an assassination.
But I have asked that, and they got very freaked out at the notion.
Okay. But I don't know if they're spooked at the fact that there's people hanging outside the wall or spooked at the fact that there's police here.
Definitely, but I don't. The guy is Henry Kim. He's high as a kite right now, so he's not much use, but he's definitely.
I reckon He's definitely holding back on something.
Yeah, I reckon they saw or knew a hell of a lot more. You don't live in somebody's house without noticing these things. The batteries in the house were all burned out. There's no power. Batteries have all burned out, which I'm guessing the fuse box is completely shot as well.
Including the ones in the dildos?
I know, I didn't know there were dildos.
We find a trunk full of dildos.
Trunk of them upstairs, we'll check the batteries.
Whips and chains and various shackles and...
And what's this magazine you've got?
We also find your realizer and you, which seems to be a description of the different functions of crystals. Issued by a local chapter of
National
the Alcis Foundation.
National organization.
See, all the evidence we've suggested pointed to an earlier case.
It does. I know.
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah. But we don't know what you're talking about. Damn it.
He's talking about Project Rainbow.
Okay, the only Project Rainbow I know is, I think, and it's the 70s prog metal album, so
that's the one!
You're going to have to clue us in.
So,
what was the name of that ship?
The USS Eldridge.
Eldridge.
In 1943-44, there was a project for reducing the radar transection of military craft. The aim of it was to essentially make craft undetectable to radar, so that they would not be sunk by U-boats or shot down by anti-aircraft. So Project Rainbow was meant to decrease radar. Now, one of the things that the reports from it, which are all highly classified, all say that individuals on board were in some cases driven mad and in some cases harmed by the experience.
When it was turned on? When the
machine was
machine
turned on.
Used in the project was turned on?
Yeah. There's also a not entirely substantiated and corroborated report that the USS Eldridge teleported 200 miles.
And was there any structural distortion?
Well, people allegedly
got fused with the decks
through the walls.
Metal walls of the...
Okay.
And what about when you say turned it on, what was...
It was a machine that was designed to essentially hide...
Ramp sugar?
The device, hide the ship from radar. In other words, turn it invisible.
Right. Not for me, thanks.
I'll just... you just have milk, yeah?
Yeah.
Ramp sugar.
No, just a wee... Just a small bit of sugar, like half a teaspoon now.
Cool.
Alright. So we can drink more.
And I'm guessing that the machine ran on something like this.
Well, no, we don't know much about that.
We don't know much about it because ultimately, I'm as old as the hills, but I was just born.
I think this is more to do with something. I think that realizer is key to this. But
well, Daniels is part of the middle, was part of the defense contractors anyway. He would have had records of that stuff and decided to have a go at it himself.
Daniels.
I mean, you know, again, why would something that looks like a full world like a pink butt plug be in his house?
Okay. Because it helps. It's
in cold.
Like by a coke.
That's the magic word.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
It helps you redesign your life and become a different person. And
so, I'll give you an example here. One test on July 22nd, 1943 resulted in the Eldridge being rendered almost completely invisible, with some witnesses reporting a greenish fog appearing in the place. Crew members supposedly complained of severe nausea afterwards. It is also said that when the ship reappeared, some sailors were embedded in the metal structures of the ship, including one sailor who ended up on a deck level below where he began, with his hand embedded in the steel hull of the ship.
Oh, wow. Hang on. Why have I not been told about this before?
Well, you're in the Air Force. This was Navy.
Okay.
You have to speak to your Joint Chiefs of Staff. Honestly, son, sometimes you're just better off not knowing.
That doesn't really feel very comforting right now.
Well,
right now I feel like I'd be better off knowing something.
Well,
something more than what I knew.
Listen, son, what's your name?
My name's Rhett. Rhett the Headbutter.
Okay, Rhett.
Apologies, I have bad coke. They're all gone.
Can I roll for some? water.
We get everyone excited and then we'll take it away.
I know, I thought it was somewhere.
Honestly, Rhett, this stuff was way before you were born. It was before I was born. Okay, this is, in my opinion, this is...
So was the Monkeys TV series, but I've heard of it.
This is deep Nazi shit. You know, this is...
Nazis?
Nazi scientists brought over during the Second World War.
I would...
Einstein. Unified field theory.
We should be thinking about how we're...
And that was a really weird interview.
We need to think how we're going to interview this senator and how we're going to approach without arising analysis, without arising suspicion.
We have a series of witnesses sitting in the room next door, okay? And we need to put the fear of God into them. So at least a couple of them are immigrants. I reckon we put the hard screws on them.
Yeah, they denied being immigrants, but I really think that they really were.
It doesn't matter if they are or aren't, because all we've got to do is make INS look at them twice.
I really do have a bloody INS. That wasn't bullshit.
Well, if INS can... I mean, it doesn't matter if they're legal or not.
So you're having a confab where? Over...
We're outside the master bedroom.
Yeah. Actually, we're... I'll have dragged everybody outside so I can have a smoke. In the cool night air, with only the faint lingering of alcohol and vomit. And there was zoom.
Okay, so we're outside.
Is anyone there? That doesn't matter, I wouldn't ask that.
Did anybody notice an intact drinks cabinet?
Well, I sure could do with an intact drinks cabinet running, wouldn't I?
Well, that's exactly it. Did we notice an intact drinks cabinet? So there's only one drinks cabinet in the entire place, and it had to be in the disaster room. God damn it, it's about to be.
Yeah, my man Henry Kim's got some weed.
Yeah, well, we may have to use that for leverage later on. I don't really want to smoke as evidence. Besides, leave for pussies.
You're having your cigarette while you chat away. The forensics team are now working on like a big step ladder and are now working on removing the body of the girl.
Why is there a result? Yeah, did we establish whether or not the bones were fused with the...
She is one with it.
She is one.
Unbroken. Flesh unbroken, bones unbroken, there's no difference, it is just, they literally flows into it.
Be putting them in a big pickle jar, fit your study.
Absolutely.
Is that a joke? At this stage I don't know if it's a joke or not.
Well, why, what else would they do with it?
Okay, so...
We'll take a video.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, once that evidence is gone, is this place needs to be torched.
The whole building?
They won't torch it, but they'll get rid of all the...
Allegedly, people died here due to an explosion. Do you not think there should exactly be some sort of scene of an explosion?
We've got witnesses who aren't dead.
Yet.
No, they won't be doing that.
Well, I haven't done that in a long while. What's the name of that village?
I just think you were pretty fucking calm with all this, that's all I...
The village?
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'm sitting here with a sanity of 45 and you're the young pup over here losing your shit, so you need to calm down.
What was the name of that village?
I remember in a second. That's how you got me thinking.
Hey, well, you two are swapping stories. Can we just figure out what's happening then?
Who was proceeding to the study?
We were.
Were you shooting your booze or what?
Tweedledum and Tweedledee here.
We're going to try and find out if there's any correspondence between Daniels and the Enolsis Foundation.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not ready to do that. I'm going to have a look at the pictures again and see if there's any.
So you're going to the study on the ground floor, or are you going back up to the bedroom?
Oh yeah, sorry. I just meant once we find this, I'm going back out to the pictures quickly and just to see if there's any pictures of him with people from Enolsis or anything that might be captioned, might not. Just have a quick look.
Okay, so you begin to touch such a study. You go upstairs. They all look like political types from
right.
what you can see.
That's okay.
On
so no one knows just, you know, things. Sort of like
no.
a junket or something? Or
no.
That's
I joined an Ulster, not like I was a stupid teacher.
I went in.
Okay, okay, so I'm in the study.
Yes, you are in the study.
Okay. Does he?
There's basically you can see after taking some time to survey the library. It's basically split into maybe three sections. There's like all the vanity books and nice leather-bound editions of all the classics of American history and English literature that one should read if you have pretensions to be a man of letters.
Okay.
They appear in tip-top, unopened condition. There are various other books on American history, with a predominance on military history and matters pertaining to the US military, defence. They all appear well read, well used. And thirdly, there is a small section of more recent books on New Age spirituality, further books on the healing and meditative powers of crystals, and make a knowledge roll, please. What's your knowledge?
Yeah,
19.
All right, well within. That's right. You're extremely intelligent. Remember?
Mm. That's your idea rules 19.
Oh, sorry.
Knowledge rules are more in depth. Ideas, something you might just snap.
Your ideas, right ideas. Your intelligence, where you have an idea. Knowledge is reflecting
okay.
your education.
Sorry, that's
either way.
It's a success.
Can I roll as well in case I credit card? Not the green brick gives you anything. Just normal make. Given our intelligence, we should really be in charge of this group. And then given my martial skills as well as intelligence, I will be in overall command.
Amongst this newer collection that I'm talking about, this sort of New Age stuff, there is a copy of a book called Inner Science, A Guide to Modern Reality by Herbert Price. And you associate the name Herbert Price as being the founder of Enosis.
Okay.
Is there any
the copyright?
Is there any info on Herbert Price in the jacket or anything?
Well, the
age he is, for example.
There is the original copyright on the book is 1962.
Oh.
But this is a much more recent edition, and there's a foreword to it. Written by or signed off by, not a name, signed off by the living power of the Enosis Foundation.
People.
And the publisher's address is listed as Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa again.
The most interesting thing is taped to the page after the sort of copyright information is a photograph, and underneath the photograph is an inscription in ballpoint which says, exactly what it says, to Larry, for more than I can write, Ron, April 1996. The photograph shows Daniels with his arm round a younger man. The younger man's wearing some kind of military fatigues uniform, and in fact there is You can see it, but you can't read it. It's blurred, and the resolution's quite... It's not defined enough. There's some kind of name tag on his uniform. And Daniels is wearing kind of light sort of tropical gear, sort of creams and... Obviously, it's a hot climate.
Desert takes.
Does Daniel?
Yeah, you would say desert, but
Hawaii. If he's based like at home or somewhere like
no,
that.
No, but it's just kind of light beiges and kind of fedora.
Like Florida or something.
Yeah.
Does he look much like he did recently, Daniels? He looks.
Yeah. Well, you don't have. So you've got those photographs.
Yeah,
yes, you've got the photographs. Well, and you've got the photographs on the wall.
So he looks like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Ron.
Ron. Is there a writing desk or anything like that in the room? In the study?
Behind me.
Yes, there's a writing desk, yeah.
Can we look in the drawers on the writing desk?
Yeah, I mean, you can look through it all.
Daniels is getting a book with an inscription.
He's got a new edition of the, like, I suppose this is the Bible, the Analysis.
Yeah, but the inscription is sent for thank you for more than I can say, more than I can write. More than I can write in 1996, which is what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
What am I writing?
We need to check.
Well, you were having a cigarette outside the door, pretend,
but that, in fact,
you can
as well.
Yeah.
You can tell me what you want to do.
We bag puts small amount of stuff we want to take in here, so that goes in, that obviously goes in.
Okay.
We've got a wee evidence bag thing, we're taking stuff, that book for example.
And
okay.
And the picture.
The picture, the analysis brochure, just bits and pieces.
Is Agent Gordon, available to assist me with interviews?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm having trouble getting anything out of these guys.
Fucking iPhone.
That's 2001, there's no iPhones.
It's down to 4%, like 21.
So how do you have access to this technology?
Project Rainbow.
Okay, well, if Agent Gordon doesn't mind, I'd like him to assist me with...
Yep, I'll just follow you down.
Okay, the cops are still standing by.
I'll only step in if I need to.
Okay. I'd like to have a chat together to Emily and Jeanette both come.
Okay.
And who are they?
Where they
One is a med and one is a cook.
One's a med, one's a cook.
He's getting a lot more.
The only thing I could do is
interview them together.
I think interview them together. Sisters, yeah.
Also Oklahoma.
Yes, they are right, sisters, yes.
Yeah. But that was.
What is then where we go?
Yeah.
They're in their mid 30s.
Well, that first, obviously.
Yeah.
But it probably turned out to be.
You're trying to play to their.
And the converts, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the real business is.
I'm not very attractive.
Are you going to try and chat them up?
Are you going to flirt with them? Try and flirt with them slightly, yeah.
Are you actually ugly? Or you,
my appearance is 11.
Right, you're average. You blend in.
I'm average, okay.
They won't remember you.
Okay, so I'll flirt with them.
Okay.
If that's...
Yes, we'll for flirting. What's your power as well? That's your kind of willpower and personality.
17 for willpower.
Alright, well, you're sort of quite
charismatic.
Yeah, you're fairly charismatic.
You'll be able to make an impression when you need to.
Okay.
Authoritative.
Let's see. Do these ladies share a room? Do they?
Where's the map?
They do share a room, yes. Floor. They've got a twin room.
Okay.
Anyone seen the ground floor map? Sorry,
should you hold them?
No.
No. That's the lower level on the second floor.
There it is.
There. Ah, there it is.
Where were they whenever all the commotion was going on?
These are Emily and...
Emily and
Jeanette. Him in the centre with the thing.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
They've got quite strong distinctive accents. You can't quite place them. Hmm?
No lanes.
Even he was right. Like,
no.
Holding
outside of America.
With music.
Were they French?
I don't know. But
sorry?
They French?
No.
Canadian?
Matt's actually onto something here.
Make a knowledge roll. Or if you get any. What language proficiencies do you have?
Okay. Minor. Let's see.
Minor or Oriental.
Alright, okay.
I've just got other language, 41.
The knowledge is phenomenal.
I've got an actual language in there.
You need to pick a language.
Oh, you haven't picked your language yet?
No. But I would have said Spanish. Oh.
We'll need that in the future, should you survive.
So, was that 26?
Yeah, 26 out of 105.
Well, worldly desires.
You'd place it somewhere in the Caribbean.
Distance yourself from worldly desires so I can instantaneous thing. It doesn't mean in your life.
A few Caribbean. Yeah. Henry Kim was also. How did you make an accent?
Admittedly, what he's obviously doing is not a good idea as a prep.
What about the other level of voodoo or something?
It's not as if he was.
I mean, if he's interested in sort of expanding his horizons, he may have hired people from.
Was there not a photograph of him somewhere warm, which was theorized to be Florida?
Right, I wasn't privy to that conversation.
Right. Anyway.
The two girls kind of give a similar account. They were both sleeping, but the blinding light made them wake up.
What's in with the end?
The light came through the open door.
We were sleeping and it's as if the way they describe it is almost a white light went off in their heads and startled them. And
Kim said something similar.
Okay.
I thought it was just
I'm actually reading this in game in time and I've realised something and I'd like to go down and ask anyone.
Who are
down there? I don't care who it is. I just put the staff.
We're in the middle of an interview.
Yeah, but
with staff.
I'm going to interrupt your interview.
You're planning to burst in.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and ask. Well, burst in. I'll come down and stand, and then I want to interject with a question.
Okay. They're on the basement floor, and there's a cop standing outside the movie theater, and as these two, you can hear their voices coming from within a room, and a couple of female voices, and they're going opposite. So you're sort of waiting just now. So yes, that's what they say. When they went to look, Henry told them to stay put. He was going to go and check out what was happening.
How did they come to work for Mr. Daniels?
It was about 5 years ago.
You're not from America, so you're not American citizens.
Yeah, but we've got our papers.
Yes, but how did you come to this country to work for Mr. Daniels?
Well, we moved to the country first. It was only after we got here that.
Okay.
We ended up working for Mr. Dunn.
Did you know Mr. Kim before you came here?
No.
No, just you both sound like you're similar part of the world.
He was Jamaican.
He was Jamaican. Okay. He's Jamaican.
We were from Port-au-Prince.
Okay.
Okay. How
did you feel about the ladies that came here?
That ain't our business, really. As long as we get paid, Mr. Daniels, he treated us respectful.
But he had never asked you to join any of the parties?
No.
And what
we'd never do that.
What did you think of Mr. Daniels?
He was okay for a rich white guy.
So really, you didn't have a problem with them having prostitutes in the house?
I didn't see no prostitutes, I just know he partied. What he did at end of the house, that's his business.
Really?
Yeah, but at some point, pointing at the main one, at some point you had to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? I mean, would you normally have to clean up broken glass?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just what? Picking, just taking glasses and putting them in a dishwasher?
Yeah, she's beginning to look pretty uncomfortable at asking a question. Gives a psychology roll. She looks uneasy.
So it begins. Can I interrupt?
That's one.
You can knock the door, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, no, I thought it was in there.
I told you could hear the interview's been conducted in the room.
Yeah.
You're in the corridor. So.
I just want to ask one question.
Man, this is Agent Garrett, by the way. He's very impatient.
So you've knocked the door and intrude.
Yeah, I'm just, I apologise then, but I want to get back to doing some other stuff, but I want to ascertain one thing from some of the staff, and that is, what sort of music was played? Did they hear music during these parties? And look at you, you're talking about this aspect.
Yeah, that does mean they play music when they party. Yes.
Did the music ever get
was it hip hop?
Oh, so party music.
So what do you mean party music?
Did it ever at any point shy away from party music to more, perhaps more gentle or
world music?
We can't hear too much this end of the house anyway, but you can hear the.
Yeah, but
why does it matter what music?
Some of the strong beat.
What about, did you ever hear any chanting of any sort, or like a group, perhaps a group repeating something?
No, none like that.
Did any of the other staff ever mention this?
Did Mr. Daniel seem to be religious?
No, I like to find that notion quite.
Yeah, I don't necessarily mean that. Was he a Christian? But do you think that he was religious?
Who are these two anyway?
They're a maid and a cook.
So you never heard, weren't aware that Mr. Daniels would conduct some sort of meditation perhaps, or a group activity?
Oh yeah, yeah, but sometimes he let it know he wouldn't like to be disturbed.
Did he have others with him, or is he alone in this?
He'd be alone.
And did you hear him chanting or repeating perhaps a phrase or?
Yeah, I think his friend taught him all that stuff.
What friend is that? A youngish man?
Yeah,
you don't know his name by any chance?
No.
Was he white, black?
White man, kind of handsome looking, long dark hair.
Has he been coming here for a long time?
I've seen him around last.
Any photographs of him?
Year or so.
Yeah, what would
you
think?
If I show you a picture, could you identify him?
And one's at the back.
We take the picture from the book.
Okay.
And show you the picture of Ron and Mr. Daniels.
And they shake their head.
No.
No.
There might be something from the foundation. I'll say that to him, whisper that to him. That's okay. But
this guy, she's pointing at a figure. He's pointing at the guy in the photograph. He'd be a blonde boy.
This guy has long dark hair?
This guy has dark hair. Dark skin.
Do you know where he came from? Did Mr. Daniels ever mention where he was
big
from?
Big guy, muscles.
Did you ever hear him speak? Did you hear an accent? Is he from America? Is he from...
Oh, he'd be American for sure, but I couldn't say where.
That's okay.
Sorry, when was the last time you said he was at the house? The last time you saw him at the house?
Maybe at one of the parties before.
He wasn't here last night then?
I didn't see the guests arrive.
Who did see the guests arrive? Who would have seen the guests arrive? I can't imagine Mr. Daniels is the type of man who would answer his own buzzer for the gate.
Mr. Montez, he'd be the butler. He would let some of the guests in. But I've heard him say that Mr. Daniels would tell him off early when you're having his parties. He didn't like us around.
That's what he said to me as well.
Can I suggest...
Too dutiful, these staff.
Can I suggest that they let these two go for a moment, always come back to them, and we discuss something that I think is fine? Because it's pertinent to what we're asking them. It's probably more important to ask them than...
Okay, so you're letting them two go?
Yeah. I think that This group were involved in a meditation circle. Now, admittedly, it's like a semicircle with Daniels at the center.
They took all the detective work to figure that out?
No, I'm just saying it's a meditation circle is what has happened, and they have to chant and have to do various things, and music has to be provided.
Uh-huh.
Is the number of people significant?
No, doesn't seem to be at all.
And
something has happened at that point, either through the meditation or through some sort of like...
And?
What do you mean? The realizer may be at the centre of it. It may be booby-trapped or...
So, the fact that we know that there was a charred corpse in the centre holding the crystal tells us that the realizer was in the centre.
Yep.
The fact that we know there was a music player destroyed in the debris means we know there was music.
Yep.
We know the fact that there was some sort of party going on. I don't necessarily think that it was just a Republican party. I mean, I think that this was some sort of right that was being...
Many times is he going to cut that?
Do you think there wasn't a sexual component to this then?
Sexual, sacrificial, something. Doesn't matter.
I've just been wondering, are the girls there because they're prostitutes, or are the girls there because they needed a certain number of people for...
I don't think they need a certain number of people. I think what he was doing was having a good time, but he'd moved on in life and was trying to get something more... You know, this, he was jaded, and this was...
The difference I can see here is possibly that there was a different trigger, there was something else, and I think the answer may lie with Senator Dottorio.
It may, but also it may lie in Tulsa, or locally with this organization.
I was just expecting more, because I think this is stuff that we established when we walked in the door and saw the devastation.
I still don't think it's beyond the bounds of possibility that it is an assassination. I know that sounds grand, but it may have been a way of... it may not be quite as...
I think it's not him that they wanted to assassinate. If anybody would have been the senator.
Why wasn't the senator in the room?
Did he try to run? Was that why he was so far away from the room?
If he
wasn't in the room. He was on the... He fell from the balcony.
He fell from the balcony on top of the... On top of the hooker.
I think you're right. We need to... Two things. We need to speak to him. It's vital to speak to him, and it's vital we have to think about how we're going to tackle this. Once they have a local branch, and they have a... And I would suggest that this guy, this figure who came, is probably from the foundation, or mixed, or some linkage with them, but that's only speculation.
And if he's here fairly regularly, he would be at that branch rather
the local
than
branch.
In the Tulsa branch.
It's only a few streets away.
Well, we need to collect the security camera footage as well.
Oh, is there security camera footage?
There will be if there's a gated... If he visits regularly, then he's bound to be caught on camera.
I still think whatever happened in the middle of one of the suggested sessions.
Yeah, I have no question with that, but I don't believe that's a revelation.
It's whether you need to... No, I don't know it's a revelation, but I think if you're going to ask, if we're going to question the rest of the staff, you might... I don't know if there's any to be gained, though, because most of them do seem to have been away from the...
I just don't believe that you can live in the house with a person without noticing behaviours. We've already established that he played music and meditated. So we know that he was obviously in the thrall of this cult. This cult which he probably started about a year and a half ago, because he stopped using his sex toys upstairs, which meant that he was basically still getting some sort of gratification, but not necessarily through having sex with the hookers that he was frequenting. You'll also notice in the background detail that we got there from Senator Dottorio that he... was under surveillance for consorting with hookers, but they
haven't found anything.
They didn't find
anything. There is some sort of sexual element to this, but I'm not sure. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know.
It is mentioned in the notes there that the proximity of the crystal to certain body parts, and if he is found holding the crystal in his lap, then he could have been trying to...
Gaston approaches down the corridor.
You'll find actually with most of these things that you can get to any asset through sex or money.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to go and fight the good fight elsewhere. Some other business that needs taken care of. Agent Graves. You should be aware that you are... have been officially seconded to this from your home agency. You will be conducting a formal investigation into Daniels on behalf of the US Air Force, but any report, the irregular will have to come through me and we'll do it back to court.
I need to send a serious text to my uncle.
Dude.
WTF.
Your uncle?
So your agency, I'm aware that you're here.
Hmm? Your character sheet, can I see it?
Who's your uncle?
Don't show anybody your character sheet.
Yeah, I know, you're nosy, nosy.
Look at the picture.
Who do you look like?
Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Who's that?
Are
you so old?
He's, Magic Mike.
He's kind of thuggish.
he's all white.
Says this from Eric Bana.
Agent Gordon, he hands you a sort of paper. That's where the local green box is situated.
Okay.
Oh, good. My favourite bit.
In case we need a helicopter engine.
No, I don't mean that's one part where Graham's very generous. He's lots of silencers and
and shoes filled with concrete.
An umbrella with no struts.
Yeah.
I can be contacted via this number. I suggest you program into your DG cell phones. Speaking of which, he hands over two cell phones for you, gentlemen. There are three pre-programmed numbers into the phone. One for Agent Gordon, one for Agent Galley, and one for an Agent Gideon.
Gideon's the forensics?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I know who Gideon is now. I'm so slow.
And
Jim. You don't realise it.
No,
I didn't. I'm stupid.
No, but
where's Jim tonight? I thought Jim was free tonight.
No,
but hang on. I mean, can you imagine ever being in such an emergency you need to call Jim?
That's terrible. If you needed warm bodies.
No, yeah, no. Or you were tired of questioning people and you just wanted to autopsy them.
Sorry. Your numbers are also programmed with each other's phone as well, so they're okay. Actually phone numbers. Five, you've also got Agent Gaston.
Okay.
These phones are secure.
Right. We have heaps of information. Where should we go next?
I think we should.
Can I just say to Gideon about the realizer. I'll call it the crystal. I'll call it that.
Yes.
Where would that be at the minute? Is it like just in the evidence?
It's in the morgue. It's in the morgue. In the morgue. To
so they might have removed it. Might not have.
Speak to Gideon. He's with the bodies now.
Oh, he's with them. Yeah, that's fine. So we need to get. We need to. Well, I'm going to say we can let Ron's character have it. He can store it.
Just for your information, the bodies are actually, in terms of physical location, the bodies. Tell you where they are.
Well, that sounds like a terrible idea. Why do I want it?
You only got on now. You can keep it in your underpants.
I have a handy crevice. It's an exploding pink dildo.
We recognise maybe green.
But just think of it, you'll go quickly, you'll be a charred corpse, he'll be stuck in a Volkswagen beaten outside.
With my gun dissolved inside me. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, the bodies are at the St. Louis General Hospital, at the morgue there, but the morgue has been secured, so they are restricting access under the supervision of Gideon.
Because we want to see the rectangle man as well.
Do we want to go to the? Do we want to split up?
You could do that. Although splitting up, generally you always split up. But I mean, sometimes better to.
So harder to keep story threads.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's that, and also whenever you start getting your head bitten off by somebody, and there's nobody around to save you, do you appreciate the backup of friendlies with firearms?
One thing I'd like to do is ascertain when we're out of this where exactly 88. Dalmar Boulevard is. In relation to where we are.
Gaston can Gaston's still here, hasn't left yet, so he says it's about 4 kilometres away from your present.
And how far away is the hospital?
The hospital's sort of a little bit further, it's about 6 or 7 kilometres.
What vehicles do we have at our disposal?
That, good question. Plus is your
keys.
There's a sedan outside, which is
registered
to the local FBI field office.
I think in this,
please don't dent or scratch it.
You've 20%
appreciated
anyway. Oh, I think 20% this isn't.
Which means?
Oh, yeah, you've got 20 anyway. Yeah, okay.
Don't get into a car chase because you will crash.
Okay. So
and die.
Do we want to check out the headquarters first on the way to the hospital? If it's on the way, if it's on the way anyway.
You mean you sail past it and have a look? Where, by the way, sorry, my geography's terrible. Where's Oklahoma in relation to?
It's a map of the states, yeah.
Oh God, I need reading glasses. My eyes from this old age.
So we at the minute are
St. Louis, Missouri. It's one in the middle.
Yeah,
there
we
are.
That's how we planned, isn't it? Also, Oklahoma is the
generally.
It's west, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a down. Okay, so, you know.
It's a flight, yeah.
Sometimes we push it a bit later if something exciting is going down, but generally.
It's a flight.
Is there anything else that we can do at the house before we want to go elsewhere?
I don't know.
Do we want to try and talk to the butler?
Do we have any cameras or anything? Again, photographic evidence for any of this stuff?
Might be really important to get rid of, to take and or get rid of, you know?
You notice that the forensic techs who have been working here did have cameras.
Okay. Well, we can go and chat to them and borrow one of their cameras and don't let them have the film that was in it before.
Yeah, what's the deal on that? If they
as far as you know,
that's probably taken care of, isn't it? That they're what they
apparently film. They are working under Gideon's
direction. Yeah, that's what
okay, well,
then. But is there a we'll check Ron and I'll check if there's a CCTV system here. Is there even if we go out and look at the garage or go out and look at the driveway and the gates, is there cameras there? And if so, well
if there's anything, we're going to have to take it off site because there's no power to check it to turn it on.
Yeah,
even examine it.
But there might be a wee room with videos or whatever.
There is indeed a security room. There is very little security coverage of the house itself from
which is good and bad because
yeah,
it might have been useful, but anyway.
All the cameras aren't working,
uh-huh.
Screens aren't working, but you can see the designations written underneath them, and they all seem to be around the perimeter, the wall, apart from one which covers the front door.
I think we should bag
them all. The front
door
of the house.
Bag them all.
And what format is the stuff takes? Tapes, or is it a hard drive, or is it a.
It's in tape format.
Okay.
Big bag, and just put it all in.
Okay.
That'll be a fun night for Matt's character.
Do we want to try and speak to the butler?
Yeah, I want more description of this guy that we're talking about. Actually, I want him to approximately tell me whenever this guy has actually arrived to save me from going through hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of video footage.
Okay, well, let's go and talk to the butler.
Okay.
Ernesto. He's currently in the basketball court, I think. Playing a game of three-a-side.
Pretty, isn't it?
Nothing, mate.
Yeah, his wife's there as well.
Yeah. Brilliant. Maybe Ron should sit this one out.
He's 90% angry. Are you leaving?
Did we pause there?
Yeah, well, the battery's died, so.
Oh, right, okay. Is that it done now?
It's on again.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you're
myself.
So recap. You're beneath where the incident occurred.
But I'll be. Wait, I'll just.
Oh, four of you standing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand too close or whatever. Yeah,
I think we're all through this without like having already
interviewing Ernesto. Who's kind of, as I say, he's kind of staring up at his bowed ceiling.
Yeah,
obviously. Wondering what the hell that's about.
One of the more seasoned interviewers.
Do you know what? Sorry to be a pain. What I'll do is I'm gonna take one last look through the top of the house where we were. We only checked the one big room. Just. Like with my torch, just wander through for half an hour or 20 minutes, and
so
then
you're
come
not
back
doing an interview then?
No.
Okay. So myself and
just in case we missed something.
We were a US Marshal, so
yeah.
That's a problem.
So this is the end result of Mr. Daniel's party last night. Have you seen anything like this before?
Of course not, you're crazy. This is like, I don't know what this is.
What time did get
you tell me, man?
What time did the guests start arriving last night?
About 11.
About 11. And did the white flash, did it wake you up? Or did your wife wake you up? How did you become alerted to the situation?
We were watching TV in bed, and there was this white flash, seemed to be all around. And after that, everything was plunged into darkness.
Okay, and then what did you do?
I got to the door, and I could hear Jerry, he's the chauffeur. He said he was going to take a look, see what was happening.
I'm going to show him the picture.
Okay.
Do you recognize the man with Mr. Daniels?
He stares on it and says, no, I don't think so.
Okay. The cook and the maid mentioned a frequent caller to the house, friend of Mr. Daniels. A large, muscular man with dark hair. Said he was here as recently as last Tuesday. Do you have any idea who that would be?
Yeah. He is... does give you the name. Get the name in a minute. Yeah, but him and Mr. Daniels, they've become tight.
They've become tight? Over the last...
maybe the last year or so.
Okay.
Mr. Walters.
And do you know what Mr. Walters did for a living?
No.
Was he local to the area? Is he from St. Louis?
He sounded like he's from around here, yeah.
Have you noticed any changes to Mr. Daniel's behaviour over the last year since Mr. Walters kind of came onto the scene?
He's like a new man.
A new man?
He's acting like he's 20 years younger than he is.
In what way? In what respect? Just the partying?
He just seems to have more, or had more... energy, just he was for life, but yeah, man, that's when all the. I mean, you've been in his room upstairs, yeah.
Yeah.
You see the shit he used to be into.
Used to be into.
Yeah, he no into that anymore. He just liked to. He's back to like regular.
Wait, do you think he was healthier?
Like I say. He had more energy.
Did he look younger?
I wouldn't say that, but he'd start running again, and everything about him made more vigor. Vim and vigor.
Femme, that's a curious word for him.
How often would Mr. Walters come round?
Queen.
I'd say at least once a week.
Once a week. And when they were here, where did they normally hang around? Were they in the great room? Did they run there
most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time? Could you ever hear any... Did they play music? Did they chat? Did they...
First year, they used to play like that, you know, new age stuff. You'd hear the music.
You ever hear them sing or chant or...
Yeah, maybe some like prayers or something.
Would they repeat the same thing?
Yeah, over and over. I couldn't hear it exactly. The door was always closed, and I wouldn't. When I knocked the door, if I had to go in, if there was a message, then it stopped the music. But generally, they told me not to bother them when we were doing that stuff.
Mr. Daniels had a crystal when he was found in the great room. Have you seen anything like that before around the house? He had a pamphlet beside his bed, also pertaining to the crystals.
Yeah, he'd keep that crystal on the bedside table if he wasn't wearing it.
So he would wear it?
Hmm.
Where did he wear it?
Around his neck.
And did he always wear it around his neck, every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Since you made this new friend?
Hmm.
Mr. Daniels ever talk about business?
To me, no. He was private about that.
What are you going to do now?
Hell knows.
Did he get you your papers?
I'm going to get one off.
Oh, yeah.
All you need to know is I'm legal, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it doesn't really matter if you're legal or not.
What do you mean?
Because just like the IRS, the INS, you know, they're very thorough. It'd be hard, while they're investigating, it'd be hard for you to get a job at all. Do you have family?
Just my wife.
Mm-hmm. She'd obviously be questioned as well. It'd be very hard on...
Your man here already put her through the grill.
Oh, no, no. No, he didn't put her through the grill. No, he may have asked her some questions, but...
He was damn right rude about it.
If we don't get some more information out of you, then we will put you through the grill.
Listen, I'm cooperating here, so what do you want to know?
I want to know exactly everything that went on. I want to know which one of these tapes has pictures of this fellow. What's his name?
Walters.
Walters arriving. I just want to know exactly who comes and goes. How many girls arrive up in this place? How many girls leave this place? I want to know all that information.
I told you, sometimes I'd be around to let them in when they first arrive. Sometimes he'd tell me to, he'd give me a night off.
Yeah, and you're very dutiful and you would just go and lock yourself in your bedroom.
I've got my own life outside of this job.
Yeah, well, I want all that information, and if I'm not satisfied, then it won't make a difference that you're entirely legal, because you may look at the next 2.5 years.
Look, the hookers, I don't keep track of all the hookers that visited.
They're human beings.
Yeah, but like I say, man, I don't keep track.
There's 9 people dead up there, and you were in the building, including your previous employer.
And I've told you everything we've seen.
So you were in the building, with 9 people dead up there, including your employer, and you can't tell me the names of everybody that comes in, even though that's your job to actually, you know, monitor who comes in and out.
I know the guy Begley. Begley comes with the girls.
So, do you understand...
Begley hooks him up with the girls.
Do you understand that you're a suspect?
A suspect what, man? You think I caused that? This, he's pointing to the... You tell me how I done that, man.
No, we can spend some time investigating it. And we can figure that out. But at this moment in time, you were in the building when 9 people died. You are a suspect.
So should I call a lawyer?
You can call a lawyer you want.
I think I should call a lawyer.
Okay, well, we will arrange that.
I don't need you to arrange my lawyer. I've got a lawyer.
At the minute, all the electronics in the building are down. It's going to take us some time to get a phone.
Am I free to go?
No. You're a suspect.
This is your wife.
This is your wife.
Okay, get me a phone then.
Yeah, we will. We'll arrange that.
As an aside, can we really hold this guy?
We can hold it as long as we want. This is not actually just simply a homicide. This is a matter of national security. This is a defense contractor. There's a senator that's involved. We can hold this guy. Well,
in fact, you could call me down to execute him.
But he's not there.
But what about
Ron? Why don't you go and try and find the man a phone?
Rights are all very well. What month is this?
February.
Of 2001?
Yes.
Yeah. So, rights are all very well, but ultimately, in terms of national security, there are no limits. Right? If we want to, we can question him in any country in the world. We can find a country that gives us exactly the appropriate rights. I'm saying that in earshot. You know what? Why don't we send him to the UK where they can hold him for 6 months without even actually opening a door? Send him to England.
You hear what he's saying?
He's the guy just taking a seat and he's got rubbing his hair on his hands, just sort of shaking his head.
Slide a pad over towards him and a pencil and say, right, I want a list of all the tapes and all the dates whenever these guys visited. The ones you don't know about, you don't know about, but if I'm not satisfied with the list,
I can tell you what tape we'll use.
I want you to write it down.
If we have to sit down and go through hours and hours of VHS and cross-reference it with the times that we know you were working and they don't match up with the information that you're giving us on the pad, then we're going to come back.
Well, we won't have to come back because we'll know exactly where you are. But ultimately, you know the information, so it's either we work for the information or you just tell us. If you don't tell us the information, then we have to work. And I really don't want to work. I mean, this is a nice early day. I've already seen too many dead bodies. Right, so you write down all the information there, and then maybe you'll have a bargaining chip. Because then you will have been cooperative. If you don't...
Okay, man. I'll try and write what I remember.
There we go. Thank you for your cooperation.
So he starts... You give him a pad, and he starts scribbling away. You can hear more fucking poop shit there. Is he scrolls away?
Have you interviewed this guy before? Is this the one you're
Ron interviewed him and put his wife through the ringer.
Your tour agent of the upper floors. Nothing further of interest.
That's
other
fine.
Than the debris.
No problem.
At this stage, I think I need a bathroom.
There's plenty of bathrooms.
I'll best get the nearest one.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he meant his character.
Yeah, did.
That's what I call him. Like, answering the role playing. He actually doesn't need to go to the loo. He's going to go because his character is.
Okay. Has our man finished?
Oh, so you're waiting for the outcome of his sketches.
Like an exam.
Okay. Are you doing that in the meantime while he sits scribbling away?
I have a look at the grounds.
Who else can actually abuse the right
to the garden? Have a look at the garden.
Yeah, well, you can see it marked on the ground floor map, but to the rear of the property outside that room on the lawn, there's all sorts of debris scattered there. It's quite bright outside now.
No wanderer.
There are no. The glass on that side isn't cracked, it's warped and shaped in this spherical shape. but there are no cracks and nothing to indicate how the debris actually got from inside the room to outside.
I think we'd probably be pretty tired anyway after this, you know.
Yes, you did receive an early, very early morning phone call inviting you to this operation.
Maybe we go down to see Gideon now. But I like Agent Glass's idea that we go past.
Yeah, but
just drive past. We also need to go to the green box.
Yeah.
Because there might be a submachine gun there.
If it's 10 a.m.
It doesn't like me, but...
And this is a business premises, then there may be somebody there now. We can...
Well, we need to be careful about what we're doing, who goes, because we might need to...
Yeah, have plausible deniability. In other words, we may need to send somebody in whose face hasn't been seen before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be careful about who goes in, if anyone goes in, but, you know...
Certainly somebody can do a drive-by with a camera.
Yep.
I would prefer going to the Indossus place, breaking into it.
We don't have a hotel nearby, do we? The base of operations on the green room?
No, nothing has been mentioned about accommodation.
Right.
But I suppose you could...
I hate sleeping in green rooms.
Remember the camp bed?
The urine soaked, yeah.
Fear soaked camp bed. Love and fear. The night on the camp bed, you slept and after your head was all... What the hell happened here?
So, I think we should go to the green room first.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And then we can finish up there.
Yeah.
Okay. The green room, so you've got your car, you've got keys for the car. Who's driving?
U.S. Marshal.
Me.
Okay.
See the way you were volunteered there.
By rank. Yes, I'll drive.
Okay, are we still running?
Yeah.
So you're driving.
We're going to the green room.
Okay, I finished in the bathroom.
The green room.
Okay.
Any more detail?
Okay. The address you've given is about.
Sorry, what? Does that mean that Gaston will. Once we leave, is Gaston then? And
Gaston's already left.
Oh, once he left?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
He left after he gave
it. There's two cops outside the door who are admitting no one.
Those bodies have been taken away, obviously. And
yes.
The last two. So at some point, Gaston will return probably tomorrow. And
what's going to happen with the servants?
Yeah, you'd have to get the staff out before he did that. They're a problem, are they not, to Gaston? But anyway,
they may not be a problem much longer.
Ship them back to Puerto Rico or something.
That aspect is something that hasn't been touched upon.
Are they all Americans?
Yeah, none of the staff are American nationals.
But they all claim to be legitimately here. The address is about a further 5 kilometres further west, certainly. You're getting towards the sort of outer reaches, I guess, the suburbs. And you pull up outside a large suburban house, nice porch all around. You've been given this address and it just says in brackets on the sheet of paper, garage. And looking around, the house looks quite quiet. And there's a small driveway down the side of it, which gives out into a sort of quite a large lawn and garden. And you can see it's quite an old, dilapidated looking. Bigger than a garage, or maybe bigger than one, maybe it would fit. 2 or 3 vehicles. Looks dilapidated, but there's a nice shiny padlock on it, and there is a key in the padlock.
Hmm. Should I go in then?
You're about to turn in and you're sort of looking around and you notice sort of twitching at the curtains. And you see there's a lot of old man just sort of standing on the sort of porch to the rear of the house, just kind of staring at you.
I ignore him.
He's okay. The caretaker.
Okay. And you pull off the padlock, pull back the doors, and enter this garage, green box storage area, where there's a multitude of stuff lying around.
Should we cut there? And you can maybe just email around the list or something?
Could do that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what